Freeport is aptly named the City of Adventure. Now, four strangers have come to Freeport's treacherous streets, brought together by the interweaving of the threads of their fates. Will they find the destinies that they seek, or will their stories fade into memory as so many before them? Pathfinder Freeport, Winds of Change.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
They have small dragons. Babies. Baby dragons. Yes, baby, baby dragon rose.
Do a page, oh, there's another one.
Are there midget dragons?
What are you eating?
Chicken wings.
Oh.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
The perfect D&D food.
Is there such thing as a midget dragon?
Do you want some dippy stuff?
Yes, yeah. Pseudo dragons.
Okay. Dude, I want to be a midget dragon.
Are they playable?
Bestiary.
Can you make them
bestiary?
Playable? There's lots bestiary. Of other playable what? Characters in Bestiary.
There's
it's right, the book right on top there.
The bestiary here.
There's like a midget dragon. I forget his name.
It's a pseudo dragon.
It's the best.
Is it pseudo dragon?
Best.
It's CR 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pseudo dragon.
Let's see.
Because it's not really a dragon. It's a pseudo dragon. I mean, it's named after a reason.
I kind of laughed when I saw that, and he got mad at me. Okay, it's a pseudo dragon right there.
Yep.
How do I know if it's a playable character?
What's his intelligence?
What's his intelligence?
But that's not what you told me.
Well, there's also stats beside 16. It if there's...
If it says statistics, it's...
No.
If there's one that says, like, +2 constitution, -2 wisdom.
It would say pseudo-dragon as pseudo-dragon characters in the stat block, or in the description. Like, if you turn to...
But if the character has an intelligence,
if you turn to orc real quick...
Turn to orc?
Orc, yeah.
Oh, that's
I think because it's close. You'll see orc... Or characters.
Oh, yeah, maybe yeah. I put that. Hey.
And technically, anything.
Because I totally want to
be a playable character. It doesn't really matter.
He looks amazing.
All you have to do is just adjust him.
He looks. They want to play.
Yeah, I'm a small fae.
They're killing off one of his characters. Not on purpose, but right. Actually when it happens.
Ew! You're sick!
But it's a purple worm!
Yes,
I want to be Rakshasa.
Does this spit?
Can I be a Rakshasa?
He's going to play a goblin who rides.
Look at Memoraz.
Yeah, war pig.
No,
regular. Pig. Okay. But he'll call it a war pig.
Yeah.
It's like a... Oh,
yeah. Pig will have no stats and will not listen to him at all, but he rides it.
Okay. So anyway, just because I did start the recorder
hi.
A while ago...
Hey, y'all.
Hi, internets.
A rust monster? Sorry.
Yeah, have you never looked at the bestiary before?
I did.
Briefly.
I have the bestiary, too, sitting over here as well. Yes.
I'll be satyr. They're girl satyrs.
Is it done?
No, those would be fawns.
Satires?
I'm just asking. You don't know? Can you not look at a pizza until
oh
it's done?
Gosh, oh my god, no. Maybe you guys
is the cheese in the middle melty?
Then
it's done.
Simple as that. I knew this is riveting conversation.
Sea hags. Can we do a campaign of sea hags versus merfolk?
Our poker challenge rating is half. Kind of miserable, actually.
Let's see how their challenge rating for. Never mind.
Okay.
It would be like 80 merfolk and 1 sea hag. How about that?
He wouldn't eat her pizza because it wasn't that
challenge. Alright, so what you guys did last time is. It started off with you guys deciding. With you guys deciding to go to. The temple district and find out what was going on. But before you were able to make it much past the gates of your estate, you were sort of accosted by a finely dressed woman who called the guard on you because you weren't dressed well enough. Yeah. So
oh, You ended up, foul, dude. I don't want to play this game.
You ended up.
You ended up
to a tailor's.
A gaoler.
And buying some new clothes. During the process.
Someone's got a dupe discount if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that's
a
later.
Throat discount?
Pretty much.
During that process, Vufasova was checked out, literally and figuratively.
She was stricken by gay.
Stricken?
She was stricken by the gay. Well, actually, she was stricken by the, she was smitten by the gay.
Yes,
maybe.
True.
The rather
he,
right, sorry, the rather homely looking shopkeeper with a unibrow. Apparently, is Goofusova's type.
He's a chubby chaser.
Furries.
And
not furries. Bears.
You have
bears
a date set for 1 week hence. The Sea Lord is having a gala, and you will be his plus one. You guys then.
It's gonna be a plus one. How about plus seven or eight, baby?
Wow. Anywho.
Inches?
Yeah.
I thought that's where you were going.
Or.
I'm gonna go. Goofusova is an elf.
I'm gonna go vomit now.
You need to be talking in terms of centimeters, hon. Twigs and berries. Both.
Literally. Maybe it really is twigs.
What's his charisma? These
four.
Four with a negative three.
How did you end up with a date with a negative four charisma?
Do you realize you have a negative three charisma?
Anyway, so you guys then proceeded on to the Temple District to the Fool's Market or the Temple of the Gods. Actually, I can't even remember the full name of it. Is it the actual name?
That's what I was thinking.
Location. The Hall of the God.
Why do I have that song in my head? Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, why is that in my head? Anyone?
Alright, so you went to the Hall of the Gods and you found out that everything was not going quite to plan in the Hall of the Gods. Apparently the temple had been cursed by one Sister Regina, a follower of the God of Valor.
Regina.
Yes, the Sister's Vagina.
That's a Regina.
Sister Vajayjay. Yeah, you know. Apparently cursed the cursed the temple because it had originally been a temple to the God of Valor. Had fallen into disrepair and had been taken over by basically members of any religion that you can possibly think of.
Love, Valor, Compassion.
And something happened, at some point in time that some followers of a cult, and the name of the demon escapes me at this point in time because I didn't make notes about it, unfortunately. But it's a demon who is known as the
demon sunbitch.
A man you enter, yeah.
No, it's, well, that comes after the Sea Lord's Gala.
Oh, hi.
But it's a demon who is known as the Whisperer in Darkness.
Yes, one.
And
excuse me.
Whispering Darkness
focuses on alchemy.
Ooh.
And sort of like corrupts people with ideas of inventions that shouldn't work but somehow do, and yeah. So, you guys chose, rather than going to hunt down the cultists, which, even if the temple was cleansed, they may still end up being a threat because they might not be so happy that their city enveloping curse has been stopped. You guys went to go find Sister Regina. And you had found out that she had stormed through the city, ostensibly headed in the direction of the town of Cabbage Crack.
I was so close.
No. Crack, nook, crack.
Cranny. Crack, cranny?
Crevice. Crevice crack or cranny. Cabbages.
Oh, no, I got critted on by these little fire shits.
Yes, you were...
Green.
You were beset upon by some burnlings.
Beset.
I bobbled one out.
Yes, beset. You did.
I buried it.
You did. And you made it to Cabbage Crack and found out that Sister Regina had indeed been there.
She'd been to the crack.
But she had only stayed for one night at the inn and then had journeyed on towards Mount Aval, the dormant volcano at the northern part of the island, to hold a vigil and try and figure out what her next move was going to be. You also met one gentleman in town by the name of Naylor Whitlock, who was just a guy you met in the street who, you know, told you what was happening with Sister Regina. Uh-huh. And let's see.
Was he at the very edge of town, that dude?
Yeah. Yep.
And we ran into the...
He's living on the edge.
Shopkeeper.
I'm sorry. The
desk clerk.
Yes, whose name I unfortunately made up that night and don't remember, and I don't remember the name of the inn either. I really need to go back and listen to the last session because it's been about three weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot to do that. I actually haven't even uploaded it to Ethan yet, so.
Oh, Ethan?
Yeah, Ethan.
All right.
Yes, you guys know who Ethan is.
Hi, Ethan.
Hi, Ethan. We know you.
He's never listened to a single one of my games.
Ethan. Thanks for coming to our Christmas.
Jellyfish aquarium thing was dope. Bomb diggity.
I will let him know.
He totally
So you guys spent the night at the inn in Cabbage Crack.
Yes, we did. It was fun.
And that's where you find yourselves
in the crack of the cabbage.
The day actually
dawns, the crack.
Kind of overcast, cloudy. You've had pretty good weather since you've been here, but it looks like you might be getting some rain today.
Can you buy an umbrella in the crack?
Not really. You'd have to be in the city, and you probably won't be able to get a parasol, which is not really good for keeping rain on.
My dude, I'm totally a dude. No.
No, you're
I keep looking at my size and not my gender.
No, you're
I'm man-sized.
You're a girl, but you...
It's like a secret commercial.
But you follow the winds and the rain and such, so you might be actually pretty comfortable.
I forgot I used to be on a boat.
Yeah. I'm on a boat.
Which, by the way, I don't know...
Do you have on your flippy floppies?
You can't really wear flippy floppies on a boat. That's stupid.
Your boat is at the docks, as far as you know.
No, we wear flippy floppies.
Every time something shifts, it would fall and crush your toes. That's a horrible...
Oh, I don't... Yeah,
on a real boat, not a pontoon.
Yeah,
maybe you have a pontoon.
Nothing to joke about.
You sailed on it. What do I have?
Bigger
there was
than
like
a pontoon.
There was like an underground downstairs. That's
it was actually like a ski-doo.
Ski-doo.
You were all on the back of a ski-doo, tripping balls, and you thought you were on a boat.
We were all hallucinating, so it could have been a ski-doo. I got my first meet.
He's on the boat, or a ski-doo.
This person sits behind me and holds on.
Or he's not really on it.
So,
it doesn't exist.
Make sure you have Facebook.
What are you guys...
What a douche move, by the way.
What? Next day.
Aries leans over like, make sure you have Facebook closed.
No. No, I was on my iPad today at work and I was, said, all you people have iPads and iPod touches and all that. What apps do I simply have to have? And Aaron, so I did this on my iPad, onto Facebook. Make sure you have Facebook. Like, a total doucher.
You're a tool.
She asked. She didn't ask to be very specific.
Isn't that the douchiest thing ever?
How many hit points
ever?
Do we heal overnight?
Well, you've got a healer with you.
If she heals me.
Are you healing everybody up after? You have healing spells.
I
sincerely hope you have healing spells.
I have to.
Otherwise, it's going to be a really short game.
I'm a what's it called? Hold on, I'll get there.
Oracle. Oracular Spectacular?
Yeah.
Because my...
That's an MGMT album for those of you playing along now.
I got effed up in our last...
Yes, he did.
Okay, I need to erase my high... I'm going to borrow you for just a second.
You need a pencil?
No, I haven't. I haven't taken that yet. I have four. Yeah, I cast a cure moderate wounds on everybody.
Hi. Drink it if you want it. I got more.
Come on. Oh, you're too drunk already, dude.
I might be. A little thin of whiskey.
It's whiskey. I cast cure moderate wounds on everybody.
You gotta roll it.
Yeah, I know what I roll.
Well, you.
Actually, I can heal up too, so I'm good.
Amy, you can spontaneously cast healing spells, right? Like, you can take any spell and...
Yeah, but it still takes up my spells
per day. Right, but I'm just saying that you have enough healing spells for the night that you can
The night before, you could have healed.
Yes, because I could cast Cure Light Wounds 6 times and Cure...
The night before, you could have healed everyone.
Yes.
And now you have all your heals again.
That's all I'm looking to establish.
Except I cast Inflict Light Wounds on people. Okay.
Good, because I was...
Everybody's healthy.
Toe up from the flow up.
Done.
Alright, so
not
you guys wake up
the door.
It's a cloudy day in Cabbage Crack. I call you Danny Cabbage Patch.
I get up, I grab the bottom of the curtains, and I try and throw them open. And I end up grabbing one, walking over, opening it, go over, open the other one.
Well, actually, you try and grab the bottom and throw them open, and
excuse
it's just
me.
One drape.
Damn.
So you're like...
And then I just go and grab one end.
Grab the one side and fling it open. And it's drizzling. And see, it's not even storming. Like, you've got a storm spell.
Yeah. What a waste.
It's just a drizzle.
What a waste.
But you can, you can still see farmers heading out.
Are you sure?
Heading out for the morning.
That's kind of funny.
And it looks like, you guys have slept for a little bit. It's well after dawn, so there are already some people coming back from the cabbage fields with big loads of cabbage. I don't know if I described these cabbages to you.
Are they giant?
They're pretty, like a regular cabbage, you know, is
coleslaw.
Slightly smaller than a bowling ball.
Yeah.
These are about this big.
Which is like a beach ball for a
bowling ball. They are all the time around here.
And
what?
They are...
It's a valid question.
They're red. Not purple cabbage with white veins, they're red.
Like...
Red and with pink, you know, with pink veins. It's very different than anything that you've seen before in terms of vegetation. But they were in the stew last night. The taste is a little bit different than normal cabbage, but it was all pretty good. So
if you like normal cabbage,
well, yeah, I mean,
all your characters love normal cabbage.
So what are you guys doing?
We're gonna head after
morning.
Regina, right?
I go and start putting my clothes back on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Where were your clothes?
They were off.
We weren't in this room.
I forgot we had separate rooms, didn't we?
Yeah, I got my own room.
I forgot. We saw our other groups. We all just kind
of
crashed together.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of hotels so far.
True.
So then...
I partnered.
Is this one of those cups that I shouldn't drink out of from
home? No.
That was the first
time. Oh my gosh, everybody asked that.
I get cadmium poisoning from this.
So.
I could use a little bit of extra cadmium.
We haven't eaten yet, right?
No.
So I would go downstairs and see if there's any breakfast.
Yeah, there's breakfast on.
Cabbage and eggs?
No cabbage. They keep pigs around as well.
Fantastic.
So it's actually fried pork chops. And there are chickens running around. So it's pork and eggs breakfast. It's pretty simple fare. Basically, this is a kind of a serve yourself sort of place.
To go catch a chicken, push out an egg, and
not entirely that rustic.
Okay.
But basically, you know, there's a big griddle of cooked pork chops sitting near the fire, and you go get your own. And there's a big, you know, cast iron Dutch oven of scrambled eggs.
There's a Dutch oven in Cabbage Crack.
Oh, I can tell you that joke now.
Yes.
And I think maybe, am I going to pause it? No, I'm not going to pause it. What's the difference between peanut butter and jam? You can't peanut butter your dick into someone's ass.
You're going to need that later.
Where's my phone?
When you have your date.
Where's my phone?
Are you going to put that on Facebook?
She's going to text it to her father-in-law.
It's a joke from How I Met Your Mother. We've been watching that.
Ooh.
Did they say dick and ass?
No. It was described as the most foul joke that they had ever heard.
Oh.
And so they showed a guy telling it, but it was all silent. He was just mouthing it in slow motion. You couldn't even read his lips.
Yeah.
And then they were like, and this girl left. We didn't see her for 4 weeks. I had to Google it to find out what the punchline was.
What's that movie about the most disgusting joke ever?
The Aristocrats.
Yes. That is a crazy, nasty joke in all of its forms.
I don't know if that's an entirely true joke, though.
You could peanut butter.
Have you ever peanut butter your dick in his own ass before, Dan?
It could probably be done.
So, you have breakfast.
That's stinking gross.
They go piece of ass of peanut butter.
Talk about like weird diarrhea after that, man.
Yeah, you'd be pooping Reese cups for a week. So I'm eating breakfast.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm throwing up over here, dude.
Okay, now you know that Sister Regina headed towards Mountain Ball, but that is really all that you know. And I did look up the survival skill for the game, because I remembered that I hadn't really carefully read the Pathfinder book. I just sort of, you know, taken what I knew of 3.5 and rolled with any changes.
They're completely different.
There are a lot of things that are completely different. The cleave feat, most notably. It's not on a death of an enemy you cleave to the next one. You automatically get a free attack at the at two people, your highest base attack bonus. But you take a -2 to your armor class. But anyway, with tracking, you don't have to have the track feat to be able to track. Oh. Anyone can try to track. If you don't have ranks in it, if it's untrained...
Have you met Joe Fahey?
Then,
I don't think you have.
Then the highest DC of tracks that you can actually try and follow is DC 10.
Toby's really interested in getting detection theater.
Yeah, I don't want to have to act.
I'm not going to lie to Joe.
But you are interested.
Yeah. Too.
Anyway.
That's all.
So, she was about 2 days ahead of you guys leaving town to come here. And you would probably guess that she's about the same number of days ahead of you from here to now. Yeah, exactly. So, she is a medium-sized creature. It is currently drizzling and kind of foggy. And it has been 48 hours since any trail that she has made, you know, has been made. So you're probably looking at a track DC of... the core book real quick.
What's track?
Survival.
Okay.
If you have ranks in survival,
then...
+4.
No, do you have ranks?
What's that mean?
Where it says ranks?
The same thing we talk about every time we talk about
No, but I have a check mark and a +4.
It means it's a class skill. If you had put ranks in it, you'd have a trained bonus.
Anyone trained?
Right now, that's
next
just
time we level up, you need to, next time we level up, you need to put a rank or two in there.
Okay.
Are you? I think
wait, I am.
You have ranks?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to have ranks in it?
Otherwise you can't use it.
Why? You can
well.
Use it.
As well, but
because,
I could still use it.
Yeah, you
because
can still
you're not
use
trained
it, but you don't... You're
but
not
I could still
to.
Use it because I'm naturally gifted.
But you're not going to have the bonus.
I could use an ultrasound machine, but since I'm not trained in it, I'd have no idea what the hell I'm looking at. That's what it's like.
If you're naturally gifted.
And
oh, I'm naturally gifted ultrasound.
And the terrain is...
I know,
it's
your uterus.
...pretty firm because you're kind of in the lee of a volcano, so it's... You know, pretty hard soil. You'll be able to rely on word of mouth for the direction that she went for the first little while, but your base DC is a 15 plus 1, 2, 5. So it's a DC 20 survival to be able to track her. And if no one has ranks in it, then...
I have to crit.
Okay.
Crit just a little.
I got a 10.
Wait, what did I get? Sorry, I haven't
been saying. DC 20.
Okay.
I got a 16 plus 7, I can't do math, 23.
Well, Jeebus is able to track her.
I'm just like, hey, look!
I thought he was saying,
hey, look,
oh,
there's a tracker!
I forgot your name is Jeebus.
So I think Joe wants you to go.
Really?
Wait,
I
know. Are you just going to stay here?
Sure.
So
I do a shopping Tuesday night.
Anyway.
We had to let the dog out, it's true.
So...
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are able to find her trail. And the reason you're able to is because she pretty much walks around in full armor most of the time.
Cool.
God of Valor
cool.
and all that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
was she the red lady? From the circle place?
What?
What was the circle place? The circle city.
Oh.
Sigil. She is not the Lady of Pain.
That's it.
The red lady?
I was really close. She had red hair.
I thought you were making some sort of...
Yeah, she did. She had red hair that stuck out of her helmet thing.
It's black.
Anyway.
Red. I'm gonna listen back now.
You didn't even like that place. And plus, that we only recorded the last session where you guys died in the Tomb of Horrors.
Who was at that place?
The Tomb of Horrors.
Yes, but we never talked it.
Who was in
Three.
Sigil that I loved? Rule 3.
Yes, Rule 3.
Hello.
Howdy.
Bonjour.
Who, by the way, is a demon prince.
I don't care.
And was completely manipulating you guys.
She also, like,
really? Seriously?
Blew a death whistle all the time.
Twice.
True. I forgot what character we're talking about. Innocent evil Marple. Anyway.
The accidental necromancer.
There's a kid's song running through my head right now. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, she leaves pretty distinct prints, and you can see broken branches and things like that. It's obvious that she's not, you know...
Being careful.
Well, she's not a woodsman. She doesn't really know woodcraft. She's basically trusting to her god that this is going to be a trial for her.
Right.
You know. So you're able to follow her, follow the tracks all the way through the first day, up until you get about, okay, 200 or 300 feet up the slope of Mount Aval. And now you're starting to actually travel along mountainous terrain. So the vegetation is becoming less. The trees are all gone.
Right.
I mean, what trees there are just little stunted dudes.
Bacon, sunflower seeds.
How long have the volcanoes erupted?
It's been quite a few years. In fact, in talking to the locals about it, because I'm assuming that happened at some point in time.
Absolutely.
There's actually a lake in the middle of the volcano. It's been dormant for that long.
Awesome.
That's warm.
Holy the hot spring.
So yeah, you guys make it that far up and are able to make camp for the night.
Fantastic.
Oh shit.
Making camp fucking sucks.
Wow.
Watch.
Watch. I hate watch.
I think me being on watch is a bad idea.
Wait, do elves have to sleep?
You never take watch. Any of your characters never take watch.
That is absolutely not true.
That is so true.
I can name you four. Right.
I don't remember your characters, but I don't think
do
you
have
taken
to
watch.
Warwin in this edition. No, they're 8 hours.
Warwin,
like everybody else.
Watch.
Warwin.
Your mom.
Baust, who
your
got
mom.
Us into a giant quabble with rock giants.
Rock monster.
Sorry, it's magic.
That's what led to the...
Gorse.
Oh, that's what killed Stone.
Yeah. Talk some more shit about my character never being on watch.
You killed Marvel's man. I take your man.
Yeah.
Can I have that little coin? Yeah.
Okay,
dip on it.
Okay, so I can name three, because we only played three in that campaign.
Oh.
So it's the only campaign you ever took watch on. Is that what you're saying?
And then the,
Durok from the New World campaign.
Welcome to
yeah,
New York.
Everybody has to keep watch. You guys are always in town.
Yeah, so suck.
Oh.
Anyway. Who's keeping watch? And in what?
Aww.
I'll keep watch, okay.
Third.
And so that leaves...
Oh, the two that hate
first, her. Third, second, fourth.
I don't hate him anymore.
That's fine.
I'm making him a punk.
I'm asking.
Are we only three or
yes, I'll take the last.
You're going to crit on me if
four,
I'm on watch.
Four watches so. Makes more sense with four
well, that's
people.
Why I said three, because I wanted the last one.
Because it's a two-hour watch, and you just camp for 10 hours, and that way everyone gets 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
No.
White, she gets it.
White.
The other
white,
thing?
I
get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Hey, I get fourth watch. Look at that.
I'll take fourth watch.
I've got fourth watch.
Okay.
I'll
take first watch.
You have second.
I'll take second.
Well, you were also to
so,
go over.
No, I don't care.
One, two, three, four.
Come
I've got
baby,
it.
My guy's going to dance. My guy's going to like put his headphones on. I'm not paying any attention.
His iPod on. Are you going to have the bestiary too?
Possibly.
The bestiary, duh, as it were. I look like I got a manicure last night.
I saw that you went. And it looks really good. I like that shape.
Yeah.
All right.
It's scrolls.
So,
Nicola was wearing this. He's pink.
First watch.
Damn it!
First watch.
Yes.
Do you have your dice
I
out
need
yet?
You to roll me a luck check, please.
Oh, thank you. I don't have any of those kind of dice. The poor old dice.
The luck is that you don't get attacked on your watch.
Where's
oh,
that?
I rolled 3 ones.
3d6.
Oh. Here comes Armageddon.
You're unlucky.
You were unlucky.
You
have
to poo. You leave the campsite.
You really need some light.
All your friends die.
Some attack dice. Like
these are rare. Look at these.
Yeah, my old man. He rolled.
I got a 5, a 4, and a 2.
Even luck. Huh? It's an uneventful watch.
Sweet.
You don't see anything.
Yeah.
Second watch.
I don't see anything.
Watch me. Look,
Jack.
Come
on,
one.
Oh, look at your tatas.
6, 5, 3. Good luck.
Eyeballs.
Make me a perception check.
You're good luck.
I
you saw them coming.
You.
12.
The rain is let up during the night. It's still overcast, so you're not getting any sunlight or any starlight or moonlight or anything like that.
Sunlight.
But in the glow of your campfire, you think you see some shapes moving in the darkness, but you go, you go to check, there's absolutely nothing there. Like, you were sort of looking at the signs that Regina left, and it's like nary a leaf was disturbed.
Yeah, so.
Nary a leaf. Third watch.
Holla.
Luck check.
Oh, real.
No, it's an uneventful night.
Oh, I have
those are all low numbers.
There's no ones or sixes, sweetie.
Ones are bad luck, sixes are good luck, everything else is even.
Oh.
Fourth watch.
I've never had to do luck checks.
You've never done
that. Got a one. All right. Bad luck.
All right, you
never
fall asleep.
During this game, but not before this.
Wow.
I just fell asleep.
I know. She's never done a love check before that.
Alright, so everyone, roll a d20, please. Just straight up.
Yes, I would like the 20 to be straight
15.
Up.
14.
19.
5? You wake up first.
Oh, excuse me.
And you wake up shortly after.
I need different
times. And I go over and I stand on top of him.
And you wake up right after she does.
And I smack him.
Do you teabag him? And then you teabag him.
And then I rub my balls on his face.
You
and you gave me a look for saying fuck.
Balls? I said balls, not the F-U-C-K word.
Now I'm using the term
bollocks.
Bollocks?
How about not bullocks?
Bullocks.
You rub your bullocks on
the The night passed.
Dude, I didn't say bullocks.
Aside from Andrew seeing maybe something move in the...
I saw something weird last night.
Weird as in, like, weird?
Really?
Or
should have stayed awake.
I was.
Yeah, something was moving in the...
There was a bug in my eye. I was trying to suffocate it.
Best excuse I've
finished your pipe.
Heard.
On my watch.
He finished your pipe.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear him?
Tomorrow, if you make it all the way through the watch, you'll get it.
You sound like me today. If you guys go to sleep, I won't take
it. Anyway, I saw these, like... shadows or something moving. It was kind of weird. I couldn't really tell what it was. But I don't know.
Do you need glasses?
Probably.
Well, I wish I could make you some. Under with craft shipwright, I should be able to make glasses, right? Because I could probably make a spyglass.
No.
Craft optometry?
That would be ships. You can help build ships.
You said ship stuff, too. Like ropes and shit.
Yes, I did say ship stuff. However, a spyglass.
We need to go after Regina.
Requires a metalsmith. Not.
Can you find her where we need to go? I know it's that way.
It's going to be a DC 23 because you're now tracking on a much more difficult surface. The day has dawned pretty clear, but.
I didn't get any. I didn't get my 20. It's the only way I can find her.
Oh, that's an 18. That's
okay.
Hold on, I'm trying. No, I failed miserably.
Somehow you found the desert. Congratulations.
Make a perception.
Aaron also failed.
What? I want to roll it. What am I rolling?
Survival.
Bacon sunflower seed.
Aaron, you can't track anything higher than a DC 10 if you don't have ranks in survival. That goes for everybody.
Even if you crit.
Even if you crit.
That sucks.
I got a 10.
15.
Okay.
Why does
you're looking around and 20? You don't really see any signs for passage. I mean, it's pretty difficult to find anything on here. However, you glance up the hill, and silhouette on the sky, you see smoke, like from a campfire.
Okay.
You're pretty sure that you would have seen smoke from your own fire as well had you not put it out in the morning, because most of the wood was wet.
Right.
So, it looks like there might be something further up the slope. It's probably going to take you most of the day to get up there.
Right.
It's pretty difficult going. You're basically moving at a quarter of your speed the whole time, climbing some of the way too.
Right.
Look.
What?
What is it?
Hot. Smoke. Fire!
I hope everyone's okay.
I like this pipe.
I don't know if everyone's okay.
I should smoke all the time.
Fire. It's like, we had a fire.
Let's go.
Oh.
Well, fires overnight.
Okay, never mind.
Do you sure?
Let's go.
So it's a fire. Oh, goodness gracious.
Should we go?
No, no.
Over there?
No, no,
we should
no,
go.
No,
do you realize you have -3 charisma? No. I'm just reminding you.
I have +4. Let's go.
Okay.
So
you guys
are going up the hill.
I'm following.
I'm taking off without the consent of the group because that's what I would do.
Come on.
Like, you know those kind of ministers? You have lots of crystals.
We leave them behind.
Apparently.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, I got it.
These two are about 100 yards ahead of
we're
you guys.
Still, no, we help. Were still there. We're on their cookies.
Yeah, we're with them. We're talking about the game. She was explaining
what charisma is. I was explaining what charisma is. After
one of these pastors? They have charisma.
That's the best I could do.
Anyway. So.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys.
The pastors?
Make your way up. I'm going to need each of you to make me three luck checks.
Did you
try to
eat me
what? A piece.
Three luck checks.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Even.
Even.
Lucky.
Oh my god.
Bad. Oh.
Lucky.
Oh, I got a one. That's not good.
Shit. Okay.
I got another. I got two ones.
Two unluckies.
And I got an even.
So you were even, good, good.
Luck, luck, even.
I'm bad, bad, good.
Bad, bad, good.
Bad, good, bad.
Bad, neutral, bad.
Well, or no, not good, neutral.
Bad, even. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking great would be good.
So, you actually have to end up helping the others.
I'm optimistic.
Somehow.
Step there, step there, step there, step there.
Pretty much. And then you have to, like, make sure you say step, no, don't, because you realize that the step that you took was one that can hold your weight.
Moment.
Yeah.
It was a normal step.
So it ends up taking you guys a lot longer to get up the hill than you thought it was going to take you. In fact, the three of you, by the time you get up there, are all fatigued.
We need a nap.
Which means that until you get a night's rest, you're going to take a minus -2 to basically everything you
need. Why do you make climb checks instead? I'm just curious.
Because you're not actually climbing.
Oh, that's
you're climbing
a
hill.
Okay, gotcha. So when we say I can climb that hill, it's not what it means in terms of this. Okay.
You're climbing that.
I'm going to climb that wall.
I have improved grapple.
You're going to grapple a hill?
Every GD week. Every single week.
And mobility. I have mobility.
That does you in combat.
I have improved grapple. I have
all these things.
I have braces.
I taunted the hill.
Braces of armor. Braces.
What is the volcano's CMD?
CMD is about 557.
Okay, you lose.
You lose. Congratulations.
You just fell down.
We're going up a volcano?
The side of a hill. Picture. Okay.
It's a volcano. I thought it was a
picture
hill.
The, okay, listen.
Volcano.
Picture the Grand Canyon, okay?
I see.
Aaron, picture the Grand Canyon. Turn it on a 45-degree axis.
You
45-degree. You're walking up this hill. Okay?
I heard you say something about a volcano, but then I didn't...
Jeez.
I didn't hear anybody...
I was looking at my iPhone to do anything but...
No, it's over here. I didn't...
It was in your hand when I was giving the explanation of what was going on.
I didn't... Okay.
Pay attention is what you didn't do.
We're up a volcano. Y'all?
We're not all the way up, I'm assuming.
The three of you are fatigued. You're going to take a -2 to all of your actions until you're able to rest for the night. So you guys make it to where you saw the smoke. Now, it ended about halfway through the day. Because obviously, if someone's not tending a fire,
right. It's
going to go out. So you don't know if this was a temporary camp, if she's moved on, if it's even her, whatever. So
can we use survival skills to see if it appears to be...
Well, you are approaching the campsite.
Oh, yeah. I know where you are.
She has very distinct tracks.
Anyway.
Well, okay, no. Stone. Even big metal boots don't leave tracks on stone.
Look what the hot lava.
And you guys probably have another 400 or 500 yards of volcano before you would reach the top.
Like the top, yeah.
And there's a rather wide plateau that you find yourselves on, and you see a campsite, and as it's starting to get dark, I need each of you to make perception checks for me, please.
I'm just saying, I was listening. 24.
20.
15.
19.
Oh. 17.
You think
you're two
of
this, too?
Yes.
Okay.
13. 18. Alright. 22.
For you.
24. 22.
Oh, no.
You got
my
students?
Yes.
Nice.
See, he's an immune stuff.
She has.
You get distracted by the
imagine that, right?
The sight of the city down below you. Because it's about a half day's travel away from Cabbage Crack at the base of the volcano. So you can basically see across the entirety of the southern portion of the island. And it's actually pretty awesome looking. You can see where the Great Green Fire basically scorched the entire eastern half of the island, but the western half still is full of lush jungle and everything. It's, I mean, you just get entranced by the view, because the sun is setting over the windward side, and, yeah.
When the sun comes up on the windward side.
Well, you'd be the kind of person that would get caught up in something like that.
Because it's the passage of time.
It is.
Is it? That's to be
see?
The response.
See how I did that?
Is it?
My guy's whistling.
Well, you other three, take a look around the campsite, and you can see the remains of a campfire, and that's the only thing that looks intact, because it looks like this campsite was ransacked. You're looking at the island.
Okay. I'm trying to pay attention, and now I'm not going to pay attention. I'm going to get myself a pop.
I'm looking at you and saying...
Oh, by the way.
Coke break.
We found out why you should never have Pepsi Max.
It was
the ginseng.
Yeah.
It was.
You had
and it's like your blood sugar.
Ginseng will screw with your blood sugar worse than just about any other substance.
Well, that's
yeah,
obvious.
What was it?
Because
you guys weren't there.
Before Christmas.
The day after Thanksgiving after they
yeah.
left, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was probably Christmas Day.
It was at Mom and Dad's. Yeah.
On Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, we looked it up. So that's... So
that stuff is freaking nuts.
Especially anyway, for hypoglycemia.
So, yeah, the campsite is trash. There's stuff scattered around. It looks like there was some type of fight here. You can see gear and supplies left behind. To figure out anything else that's going on with it, you're going to have to do a much more thorough investigation. And Gufasova, it's obviously been pointed out to you at this point in time, and you are seeing all of this as well.
Okay, so I should
be paying attention.
Hey, Gufasova, look at all this.
I got a 16 on a perception check of the area.
I'm also going to look and see what I need. Never mind.
What are you looking for?
I am looking for any signs that this may have been Regina's camp.
Okay. Well, you go and take a look at the supplies and whatnot, and you find two things that make pretty clear that this is probably her. You find a small... half-finished wooden carving of the symbol of the God of Valor.
Okay.
Like she was working on it.
There are
little, yeah, there are little wood flakes sitting around and everything. And you actually find a little prayer book as well.
I put that in my backpack next to it.
Okay. Is anyone else looking around?
A 14 yes. to... I'm digging through all the stuff looking for any kind of chemicals or anything that I would recognize for my trade.
Okay. Well, you search the campsite over, and you don't find anything that's expressly alchemical, but you do find there are just like little specks of tar on some of the stuff. Like there, it looks like there might have been a big fight here, like multiple assailants coming at this campsite, and stuff got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But you see little like. You know, like a torn piece of pant leg, but it's got like little bits of tar on the bottom.
Like GSR.
No, it's like you can't quite. You're like tar. I don't.
Right.
You're automatically thinking boomy things.
Right.
But
wow. I want to look to see if I can figure out who might have ransacked it. And just say everything.
Okay.
Oh, I got nothing.
You want to spend a bet?
I want to try.
Okay, you can try. It's just perception check.
I'll wait to see what she gets next.
13.
I have a feeling I might need the bennies.
14. I'm glad 14 will find two. I have a minus 3.
Okay.
What kind of perception do you have? Why am I even rolling?
Well, you guys all check out the campsite, and you find the same kinds of things that he does. But kicked off to the side, you actually find a cutlass. Specifically, not like a long sword, but a cutlass. And you take a look, like he shows you the pant leg with the tar on it. And you know...
Sorry.
you know that when a ship is before
it... That's a nautical thing, isn't it?
He's explaining.
I'm listening.
When a ship is preparing to be made seaworthy, they tar all the seams to make it watertight. And very often, sailors who do that will have little remnants of tar on their pant legs.
Do I recognize the pants?
Make a perception check.
Oh my gosh, if it is, I'm gonna...
I've seen the pants, too. I've seen the first mate.
Oh, I got a 20. Hold on. 22.
14.
She critted?
Yeah,
24. I got 26.
They look like pretty general sailor pants. Like, you don't think they belong to your first mate. It's very difficult to tell, though. Sailor pants are sailor pants. He didn't always wear, like, blue pants.
Did he have
pants,
a distinct
so.
Smell? He could smell the pants.
He smelled like a seaman. I was saving that, thank you.
I'm sorry to break in. Are you considering...
Oh my gosh.
You gotta chew. You can't swallow cookies whole.
Aaron, your two-year-old is upstairs asleep. I didn't think that we were going to have to worry about whole cookies swallowing with him out here.
I inhale, like it's a cigarette.
I've never even had a cigarette in your mouth in your life.
That's why I'm choking.
That's a cigar in your mouth.
Okay, are you considering college training? Can I tell the administration that it's a recruitment strategy for the theater program?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. You can consider it all you want. It's going to happen.
That could work. Because there's also $20 per diem per day for food. That's what he's trying to.
Nice.
That's why he's
good one.
Trying to ask
probably
that question.
The more tannin it has, the more
apply for anything.
That's red.
Green. Sorry.
It's okay. So, that's what you guys.
This is hilarious.
Guys, I found a prayer book.
I found, well.
To a God of Valor.
We all found some pants and some tar. Do you know what I know about
pants and tar?
Pants and tar. Okay, cutlass. Cutlass is that a plural?
A cutlass is a more crude style of sword, but yeah. It's typically what pirates would
use. Are you seriously interested in going to Baltimore?
Cutlasses.
I like cutlass.
Because this is getting real.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll go, but I don't want to. That's just going to be tough on you.
No, we're gonna chill. We're chilling like villains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
You
know.
It's all good.
Okay.
What about, like, hotel and all that's covered?
Yeah, it's all covered.
Everything.
$20 a day for food. So if you eat more than that, then, you know, you might
right.
bring it along to $40 or something.
Or like. And if you
guys are going to D.C. one day.
Yeah.
And Nate's is on Monday, right? See what he says. We're going to read you on Monday.
You're going to D.C. for a day?
Yeah. No joke.
He might get lost.
What are the dates of this excursion?
Tuesday through Sunday.
Should we pause this, miss? Okay. Sorry, guys.
Campsite.
Yes, campsite.
Okay, oh.
I found a prayer book.
Here's what I know about tar and pants.
It doesn't wash out too well. It's really sticky.
That's true. Okay.
So does semen.
Oh, I need it. I guess you have to clean up your own occasionally. when you build a new ship, which I've done once, you seal all the seams in place of shit. It's hard to make it watertight so shit doesn't sink.
Awesome.
And then this here, you probably know, is a cutlass. When you use the cutlass,
seaman.
I think it was pirates, but yeah. Seaman too. Might make it easier to get into the egg if I'm actually use the cutlass.
Before lunch.
No? Okay.
I think we continue.
I think it might be very close. Yeah, I mean, the sun has almost set. It's getting
pretty
difficult.
Well, they say that lightning doesn't strike the same place twice, right?
Yeah,
but attackers might.
I want to stay here.
Second watch.
First watch.
Fourth.
Okay. I'm going to sleep whenever.
I'm not fatigued.
I'm going to sleep anyway, isn't it?
Okay, so... All right, you guys, make your camp, and did you bring any firewood?
Crap.
Maybe.
Do you have torches?
I have a sigh. I have dust of dryness.
I haven't ever burned a torch.
I have dust of dryness. I can sprinkle it on the wet wood.
It's what already
wet
burned.
Wood? What wood? You're on the side of a volcano.
It's a used fire. It's used. Would you buy a used fire off a tree?
I have elemental fist of fire.
That's an attack.
What are you going to do, a bunch of rocks and a big knife?
And you're good for 6 seconds at a time.
I can
Jeremy said that he has never burning torch. Yeah. You guys at least have a light source.
Right.
Oh, now, I'm going to cause spark on the entire mountain.
You guys are on the side of a mountain. You're probably about 2,000 feet up above sea level at this point in time. So you're getting close to a half mile of elevation.
Can I see my handy haversack?
No. There's no oxygen inside those extra dimensional spaces. So it's still pretty warm. Your exposure is not going to be a problem. I'm assuming you guys have blankets or something. I didn't really make you guys check
no, your you
campaign
sure
stuff.
I have another roll.
But
I'm gonna whip out my feather token of strong boat.
I have a small tent.
Okay. The real problem is
hey,
going to
sailor.
Be and a small tent can hold 4 people.
I forgot I like you.
Amy.
Hey, other sailor.
If you guys did not have the tent, the real problem was going to be the wind.
I have a cloak of protection.
Oh my god.
That one might actually make sense.
I know! And I'm the monk of the four winds, okay?
Oh my god.
I like wind.
Do you want to wait until I tell you what the drawback would be before you try and...
I'm a gnome.
I mean, do you know what's going on?
Not really.
I can speak to the wind.
The hues are
but you guys have a tent, so you're not going to have to make fortitude checks during the night to actually try and get good sleep, and your fatigue level should go away.
You're welcome.
I have a question.
You're welcome.
What's up?
So are you.
I'm having an idea, and it might be
fatigued.
Pointless.
Yet.
But hold on.
Most of what I say is...
So with the tent, the wind shouldn't be much of a problem, right?
No worries.
I'm in the advanced player's guide, which is why I never mind. I was gonna see if I could
use gust of wind
against the wind that's coming. You know what I mean?
The duration's pretty short, so it's a good thought though.
And I opened up the wrong book, and I also have the same book on my lap. So that didn't really do much.
My cloak of protection wasn't a good thought, but her wind against wind.
Protection from what?
The wind!
It's not making an attack!
The cloak of protection gives you a +1 to all of your saves. It's already factored into your book.
I'm going to cast Mage Hand to hold a something in front of me and block the wind.
Oh my god.
You're in a tent.
We're in a tent! I'm hidden.
I'm sleeping. Who's on first watch?
Me!
Roll me a luck check, please.
Oh my god.
You guys aren't nice. Aw, 1-1-2.
She falls down the mountain.
Bringing home a baby bumble. Actually, the stars are very beautiful.
Oh, one round. It lasts for 6 seconds.
We're screwed.
So, I mean, you look around,
Starlight.
But you keep getting distracted by the...
Star bright.
Shush.
The wheeling panoply of stars above your head.
A panoply?
Yes. How do you
use that in a sentence?
How do you spell that?
It's okay.
I have to look it up after.
P-A-N-E-L-P-L-Y.
Can I hang myself by my hair?
There's an O in it. P-A-N-O-L-P-L-Y. Panoply. I think.
Panoply?
It's close.
Panoply? I don't really know.
Panoply?
So, your watch passes uneventfully.
Thank
you. Who has second watch?
I do.
Roll me electric.
You're just scared to have anything happen on my watch.
I'm even.
Monopoly. No,
okay.
Scott.
Make me a perception
check. I said Panoply.
Porno Panoply?
Porno Panoply.
What's my wisdom?
Panopscot. Oh my god.
A 18.
In 18, the wind is blowing pretty steadily, so depending on how you stand, you've kind of got a whistling in your ears, and sound obviously gets carried a little bit. You would almost swear. You would almost swear that you hear the sounds of frogs croaking. But it's one of those things where you're like, wait a second.
I ready Scorching Ray to burn the first frog I see.
Did you play when you were crippling?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, she did.
I don't think she did.
No, I'm not going
did to. She?
Nope, she wasn't in that campaign. No,
thank you.
I just want to say something real quick. When I looked up Panoply, right? It's from the Merriam-Webster.com.
It's pronounced Panoply?
Oh,
Panoply.
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 Anyway.
Panoply. Okay.
Here, hit the little sound thing and it'll tell it to you.
I don't know if my sound's up. Probably not if I can do stuff and shoot. Okay, so the ad that pops up?
So you can watch porn while the guy.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's what it sounds like.
Anyway.
You mean this next time you use that word?
The Google ad that came up is for Lord of the Rings. It was just... Never
mind. Slightly tumorous.
Panoply.
Ironic.
Tumorous?
So you...
Panoply.
But it's one... You're like... You're just, no.
Effing frogs on an effing mountain? No way.
You're so far away from any body of water aside from the Caldera Lake up at the top
Panoply,
of the crater.
No, Panoply, you're right.
Panoply?
Sorry, yeah, Longy, hello.
Alright, so, third watch.
I tell them about the frogs while...
I got a six.
Okay, yeah, he's like, oh, you tell him, tell him what you're going to tell him.
I heard frogs.
What?
Like, ribbit?
I know what a frog is.
Like orbit. Like croak.
Yeah, like that. A little like, longer.
High hole.
Yeah.
That's a good
so I heard what I thought sounded like frog. I dismissed it, but keep your ears open.
Okay.
I go climb in the tent.
So, you get to make your perception checks for your watch. You get to do so at a +2 bonus because of your luck check. Well, actually... Make it a +5 because of his impartation of knowledge and your luck check.
Ooh, his impartation.
Gotta keep it impartated.
Hey.
30.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
You are... You're looking around, and because you're on a 10-hour watch schedule, you actually get, like, false dawn in the sky when you're starting to... You know, when your watch is coming along. And... You can, like, the ever-burning torch is stuck right outside the camp, and it provides about a 30-foot good radius of light, and it's dim illumination right from there on out. So you've got a good 60 feet where you can kind of make stuff out. And you see little creatures moving along the periphery of the light, and every now and again, you know, one of them will stray a little bit too far, and you'll see... A three-fingered webbed, or four-fingered webbed hand that looks like a frog hand. And you can hear croaking, like ribbit. Ribbiting okay. Back and forth.
I'm just gonna, assuming I'm somewhat close to the tent, I'm gonna grab the tent and gently shake it.
Okay, I need all three of you to make me perception checks at -10.
-6.
You're asleep.
19.
You wake up.
Hold on. Is it -10?
Yeah.
12.
You're asleep.
I wake up.
It's a DC 15 to wake, yeah.
Does it help? I took deep sight, dark vision of 120 feet. Does that help?
You would have to be in pitch blackness.
Pitch blackness. Four of them.
Yeah, and isn't that a mutagen?
Oh!
Did you just poke her in the eye?
No, she blew crumbs in her eye. Okay, new rule. No inhaling or exhaling through the tubular-shaped cookies.
Oh my god.
Please tell me that's going to make the final recording.
Oh, I have not paused it. They're hearing all of this.
Oh my god.
Otherwise, we're going to put them away.
Don't make me turn the damn car around.
Guys,
the
junior high kids I subbed for yesterday were back on this. And it was math class. He just looked at her and was like, oh, and she did a bullet. Oh my eye!
He's not like a rubber mud stuck. What is that noise? I can't hear it.
That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. If you think I am going to wear that ugly snowsuit, you are crazy.
I found that tape a while ago.
It's a good tape.
It's a great tape.
Oh, baby.
I'm sleeping.
Baby,
cookie in my hair.
Did you say?
Anyway.
So yes, back to
Game
Land. I need to escape from reality, and D&D is not working. So, Gufasova.
Yes.
You hear him. You hear him in the tent, and you wake up.
I pop my head out and go, "What's wrong?"
Frogs. Big frogs.
Just a second. I wake him up.
Okay.
There are frogs. Big frogs.
I like frogs.
Bitch.
No metagaming, damn it. Frogs?
I don't know what the crap we're talking about.
Annabelle gets up, lights a pipe, goes out there.
Do you have a frog shaped pipe?
No.
Oh, this is
okay. Hey, frogs.
Multiple.
The riveting stops.
Yeah, that's right. Trying to sleep. Turns around, walks back into the tent. Lays down. Doesn't necessarily fall asleep.
Which way is the wind blowing?
Wind is blowing from east to west.
Where are the frogs?
The frogs are south.
I guess I'm standing. I move one step west. Yeah.
Like, oh, this wind's blowing up ahead.
Provided I don't fall off the mountain.
Second year?
I can't believe I just like yelled at frogs and laid back down.
With a pipe?
Yeah, with a pipe burn.
It's a fire hazard.
I'm not.
Just saying.
I can't believe these blue smoking in my eye.
Smoke
now
watch
you do it.
They're off.
That's the best part you watch.
I'm the only one in the tent, I'd imagine.
I thought you were going to hang on. I didn't but care.
Are all three of you outside of the tent?
Yeah.
Alright, make me perception checks again.
26.
Six.
Okay. You hear probably one of the more odd things you've heard in your long years on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a whispered conversation of rivets.
Do I speak rivet?
You do not.
Did you tell any of us about this?
You guys are talking.
But if you listen closely, you can make out the...
And if you listen closely, maybe you can make out the sound, too.
I'm going to cast... Comprehend language!
Okay.
Let me find it so I can tell you all that. You probably know all that besides.
It allows you to understand any one spoken language as you focus on it for, I think, 10 minutes per level.
Tongues
is
10
minutes per level. Okay, oh yeah, tongues is a minute per level.
And I'm level 2? Right?
20 minutes.
No, 5.
5, yeah.
20
minutes.
Okay. But I'm only, okay, yeah.
So you cast it, and you obviously come in the middle of a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Going to anyway. Yes, but the chieftain said that we shouldn't... But we're Gripply, of course we can... Yes, that's right. We're Gripply. Okay, so it's agreed. We're going to approach them? Yes, we're going to approach them. Okay. And from the south, from like the cliff face where you guys climbed up, step into the torchlight. Three of those.
Guys, they're coming over. I cast. Hold on, I'll get there. No, I have it. Share language? Let me check that.
Do you have knowledge of nature? Okay. Well, they walk up. You're
maybe
sort
they
of... And... They say, oh, hey, they say, hail, Drylanders.
Oh, why?
We are, and they all sort of pose a little bit. The Gripply.
Hello, the Gripply. We are... We don't have a name, we're just people.
The Drylanders.
The Drylanders, yes. Do you live up here?
We live near here. It is far too dry for us Gripply to live on the mountain.
Oh, I heard there was a pond in the, or a lake in the old volcano. Is that where you live?
We live near here.
Oh, okay. I'm falling into marble, sorry.
I imagine that I'm hearing this from inside mm-hmm. the tent, so I get back out of the tent, relight my pipe.
You exit the tent and light your pipe, and you see three
frog
people, a little bit taller than you.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop and they look at you. They look at each other. And they bow down. And begin worshiping.
Yes. Told you I'm a god.
Why are you worshipping him?
He is the Great One. His coming has been foretold.
By whom?
Our shaman, Carbuncle.
Carbuncle? Oh, can we meet Carbuncle?
She's the only one who can understand them.
No, right? they're speaking common.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, froggy common. Their froggish accent.
Yeah, a little bit of a froggish accent.
Can we meet Carbuncle?
At this point, he looks at him.
And they huddle real quick. Rip it.
And I can hear them. Wait, I can hear them.
You have to make a perception check. They're deliberately trying to talk low enough so...
10.
Wind carries the sound away.
But I like the wind.
I set up my stool. I get up and I say, take me to your leader.
Croak. They all stop and say, yes, 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 of course. That is of course the right thing to do. We're glad we thought of that.
Get off my stool, put it back in my bag.
Let me get my tent.
Hold on.
He has a tent pitched. He needs to gather it up.
Take care of that. Yeah, take care of that.
Don't get any tar on your pants.
You had the last watch? Okay.
Oh, I had the
last one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you have the third watch.
Right.
Who had the last watch? Okay. You, my dear, are still fatigued. Because you didn't get your full 8 hours of sleep. You are also still fatigued because you were planning on sleeping another 2 hours on the backside of your watch.
He said backside.
Is your tent done being pitched on your backside?
I'm pitched.
You pitched the tent?
So you guys break camp. And the...
It'd be weird here to break.
The little frogs lead you...
Oh,
nice.
That was so lovely.
They lead you down the cliff face. And they actually lead you away along sort of a little jut that goes along the side of the volcano for a while. You guys actually walk a decent ways, probably a mile or more along the edge of this volcano. It's now definitely becoming daylight out. And they lead you to a crevice in the side of the mountain. And they say, We live down here. There's a river. It keeps us nice and wet.
You're the god.
Yes, I am. I hand you your pipe, and then I follow along.
Okay.
You now have an elephant pipe.
Let's see. You are human, correct?
Yeah, half elf.
Half elf? Okay.
Humanish.
So you've got infravision. Everyone basically has the ability to see in the dark, so nowhere. I shouldn't even have to worry about a torch.
I've never burned one.
Forgot about that.
Ever burning.
So, yeah, you can light the torch if you want to. Because...
Oh, it's already lit.
Well, you can take it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can use that, or you can just rely on your infravision.
I'll rely on my infravision.
Okay. So you follow them a good ways through the tunnels. And they come to... Basically, it looks like this thing dead ends, and you've been winding up and down and all around and through. And there is a break in the stone, and you guys can see a dark blue cool patch and hear the sound of running water. And they say, well, here we are. This is the entrance. You can swim, right?
No.
No.
I can't. No.
I have a +1, but it's not checked.
That's just your strength bonus, then.
Okay.
They go, you cannot... It's been more than 50 minutes at this point in time.
I cast it again.
Okay. Are you sure? It looks like what Carbuncle described. He has a drylander. They said that he would... You're right. Okay. Well, then we will help you.
Thank you.
So...
Thank you?
Hold on, I have an idea.
Have we asked them who they are yet?
They said they're the Grip Way.
Okay, good. I don't know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, they're Grip Way. They always remember to say
that. I kinda like that.
I don't know, it looks a little...
I saw a giant table in here the other day of monsters that I could cast inside the monster wall.
It's in the back, in the appendices.
Yeah. Everything. I like it, I don't.
It's also in the regular core book.
Yeah,
it's
but
which what? What is?
Well, the Gripply jump into the pool of water and they all sort of hang on. There's a bit of a current, and they say, "Well, we'll take you." Yes, one at a time. Who's first? The water is wonderful.
I jump in.
All right, so you jump in. The water is close to freezing. It's very cold.
It's like splash. You literally make out with you underwater.
So
to shrink away.
Basically, what's going to have to what's going to happen is that you're going to need to make 3 swim checks, and they're going to be attempting to aid you.
So I'm going to
roll 3 checks. If it succeeds, then you're going to get a +4 from them because they're small enough. But I'm not going to let all 3 of them aid you. I'm just rolling 1 mass roll for each of them. So the first one, you definitely get their help.
Okay. 21.
Yeah. You're able to make progress.
Do we know
you're
when we
fine.
Need
to hit? I'm not talking about
okay.
You.
Okay, I thought you were asking.
Yep, you get help again.
25.
Yep. And lastly, you also get help.
21.
All right, so...
What is your swim?
You...
Good.
You break the surface inside of a cavern and pull yourself up out of the water, tired,
yeah.
You know, cold, you're shivering now.
I cannonball.
And they swim back.
I cannonball.
And they say, that's the spirit! You get their help.
3.
Okay.
Did I just die?
Roll a check, please.
Oh my god, did I just die? Oh!
Did you remember?
Even. Lucky, oh, was it something hard way? What?
Even?
Well, the hard way or something.
Yeah. It's a 1 and a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the hard way.
Yeah.
It's
about the hard way.
They're able to grab a hold of you, but you don't make any progress.
Okay, but I'm done.
What's your constitution score?
I don't die.
14.
Okay. You can hold your breath for a number of rounds equal to your constitution score before the drowning rules kick in.
Sweet.
So.
Okay.
On the next one, you do not get their assistance.
Mm-hmm.
18?
Yes. You're able to make some forward progress. On the next one, you get their help.
15.
Yep. And on the last one, you get their help.
14.
Yes, you are able to pull yourself up out of the icy water. Yeah, not the most pleasant experience you've had in the world. And they swim back.
I tell them that I'm going to run and jump to get as much progress as I get into the water as possible.
It's a cliff face.
You're going to tell them that? Or are you just going to...
She has no charisma.
Yeah, you should definitely tell them.
Well, I don't want to land on them.
I'm just asking you what you're doing.
You said you're going to tell him. Just tell him. It's all good.
So I'm going to run and jump. You guys might want to scoot back some.
Question. Oh, we're getting out of the way. We're good dodgers.
Okay.
And good jumpers.
Okay. Gripply. Okay, so I... No, as much as I can favorite. Without, like, hurting myself or, like, whatever, I just want to run and get farther into the water where I start.
Okay.
So I do that.
The pool is this big around. So you dive straight down.
Wait a minute.
It's
she
a
said
pool
jump.
Of
she didn't
yeah.
say die.
Then where are we going? Like, how? Where do we have
swimming
to go?
Swimming underwater.
Underwater?
That's typically where you swim. To say.
But I thought we were swimming, like, across to the other side.
No.
Well, how are
you
they going
down?
Like
down?
They're not.
You
they're
go down and you come out into a cavern.
Oh.
Wow.
All right, then I...
Are you here? Tonight, like
I thought I was.
Okay, just checking.
I guess I have this whole scenario in my head, and I just it didn't.
I mean,
okay.
I would prefer that you voice those concerns rather than keep them inside. So.
Well, I didn't know I had concerns.
She didn't think it was a concern.
Well, no, that's we're fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, then I would like to jump extra hard as to go down farther.
Which is what I was describing as a dive.
Well,
yes.
Did you jump feet first or head first?
Are you diving?
Make up your mind. Jump or dive?
Dive.
Okay.
Alright, let's see here. Alright,
the bottom.
I need you to make me an acrobatics check, please.
Oh, I have that!
Mm-hmm.
10, 20.
20. Okay. So...
The pool is 4 feet deep.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's what I asked
you. You are easily able to take a small running start, and you jump 10 feet before the pool. And your feet, like if you were just to jump straight, your feet are 2 feet off the ground. Which means as you angle up, you know, horizontally and then to dive, you're a good 4 or 5 feet off the ground. And you go straight into the pool. And I need you to make me a luck check, please.
I will choke on my cookie again. Come on, baby. Come on.
There's a giant delight on the bottom.
6, 3, 3. Good luck.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You avoid hitting your head on the bottom as you plunge straight down.
And I go, we're all back up on the other side because I had good luck.
It wasn't a check for that. It was a check to make sure you didn't knock yourself silly.
Oh.
Now I need you to make me a swim check, please. The first one will be unassisted by the Gripply because they didn't see where you went.
I told them
you told me you were jumping.
You went about 6 feet deeper than anybody else.
15.
Okay. You're able to make progress. Make me a luck check.
I was just trying to...
Do you know why this time?
Are you swimming in the right direction?
To see if I can get up.
You know where you're going, you're just...
Because why?
He doesn't know what direction she's supposed to swim.
It's probably pretty dark down
there. Y'all, I can see in the dark. I'm going to freak it out.
You're underwater?
Yeah, why
all you can do is detect differences in heat signatures.
It's too cold.
You see blue.
Except for when you peed.
Okay.
2, 3, 4.
We'll gratefully find you in enough time.
Yes. And start pushing you in the right direction.
Except for where you peed. You can
make
see
me
that.
A swim check, please.
Do you see
and you get their assistance.
Wait, they're cold-blooded. Is their pee cold? Gripply pee, is it cold?
They're not cold-blooded.
They're amphibians.
They are not cold-blooded.
Oh. Can you see? Do you see quickly, please?
6.
Even with a +4 from their assistance?
Mm-mm.
10.
Okay. You don't lose any progress, but you don't make any progress. Right. That's round 2. What's your constitution score?
Gripply pee.
11? Okay. All right. Now swim check, please. You get their help.
Oh, look. It's time to see my 10, 11, 12,
13.
Okay. You don't lose any progress, but you don't make any progress. Round 3. You do not get their help. In fact, you're going to be taking a -3 from them this time.
Okay, that's just great.
All right, the current takes you back. So you're going to need
to make
3 swim checks successfully, because you were back to where you started. You don't get their help.
5.
You go back further.
7.
And you don't get their help this time either.
Am I back to the beginning? Can I just jump out and start again?
You're now going like up a waterfall.
Wherever this underground river flows to, it's taking you with it.
Set order, let's go.
And they're trying to help.
Okay.
Better start using some.
You get 13. Their help.
+4.
Okay. You make it back again. This is round 6.
Okay. Hey, can I come up for air when I get back to where I started?
You have to make a swim check to be able to get to the top successfully.
Well, I would like to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to get their help this time.
This will
take you back to where you started.
Okay. 11, 12, +4.
16. So you need to go back to where you started.
I need to get up for air.
Yep. And they think you're going this way. So you're going to be.
Bam!
So, no, you're going to be taking a -2 because they're trying to pull you along.
Well, see if they're successful on theirs.
No, they're not.
Okay. No, that's what I'm saying.
You still need a 15 to hit to get there.
10?
You need a 15 to get there. So, you don't lose any progress,
but you
don't get to come up for air. This is the 8th round.
You better start using some bennies or you're going to die.
You get their help.
Come on. Help.
6.
Benny, come on. You're
plus 10 is 10. Plus 4 is 10.
You don't lose any progress, but you don't make any. This is round 9. You get their help.
Oh my god.
4.
Pick a different die.
Okay. I'm gonna die!
Can I see them struggling down? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to cast Summon Monster and I'm going to send a dolphin to help as well.
Okay, it's a full round action for you to do that. Yeah. So you have another round down there.
A pink freshwater dolphin?
Alright, this is round 10. You don't get their help.
Okay.
Thank you for the Benny to take care of that natural 1.
You drown.
15.
Okay.
On my own. So I get up.
Yep. Are you still trying to surface for air?
Yeah.
Okay.
She needs it at this point.
You surface for air.
And a dolphin shows up.
A dolphin appears behind you.
And I sit on it.
Use it. And he's laughing. Kendrick. And Annabelle's
Kendrick's?
No, never mind. Anderville's standing there laughing his butt off.
Did you look up? Do you have the dolphin stat block in front of you?
Yeah.
What's their combat maneuver defense?
Sure.
Because it doesn't.
What's their dex?
Running and jumping. I thought I was.
I thought I did,
but I don't.
That's okay. It's no big deal. I'm just going to say it's 14. It makes sense.
Sounds good.
All right, so you need to roll a combat maneuver check to grab a hold of the dolphin. CMB.
Slippery when wet.
B.
Mm-hmm. CMB.
20.
All right, yeah, you grab a hold of the dolphin, and it pulls you in the right direction.
All right,
and that takes three rounds. The dolphin's around for five total, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to make it almost all the way back to you, and poof.
That's fine.
All right.
I didn't want it to come back to me. She's okay. Like freaking out, going to die.
Okay. So the Gripply come back. Come, chosen one. We will take you to our watery home.
Perfect. Dolphin. So I'm gonna wait 1 second. Then the dolphin shows up. Uh-huh. I imagine. Okay.
And you can have it appear wherever you want to. So you can have it appear with its fin in your hand.
That's perfect.
Since you know where it's going to be, she didn't.
That's perfect. So okay. I cast it, and here we go.
All right. So. I need you to roll
please
me.
Tell me
a
please
luck
tell
check.
Me. Please tell me that they're like. Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Luck check. Watch this.
I'm unlucky.
You are unlucky. Do you want to Benny that?
Yeah, probably better. Otherwise, this might be epically bad.
The dolphin gets ticked and
I'm still unlucky. I'm not Bennying it again.
Okay. You make it safely, and you sort of just get slogged up onto shore.
Okay.
If you had been lucky, the dolphin was going to leap out of the water and disappear
okay,
in midair.
No.
But the Gripply are still suitably impressed with the dolphin. They say, come, we will take you to the chieftain.
Okay.
Perfect. Right. I wish I had like some spell that was like dry.
Prestidigitation is exactly that.
Damn.
That's one of the great uses for prestidigitation. It takes out stains, it can dry you off instantly. You would be warm, but...
Right. But then I'd look pretty cool.
Okay, so the Gripply march you forward down the passage, and you enter a large natural cavern that's lit with luminescent fungus. It's got this bluish-green glow about it, and you can see bunches of Gripply going about their little froggy business. You see them cooking. You can see, and they're not using fire apparently. So they have some heat source somehow.
Yeah, they're sushi.
Because they're smoking the fish and things like that. You see little Gripply children running around and hopping and leaping and jumping.
Oh, I like Gripply babies. Oh my gosh, are there babies anywhere? Are there tadpoles, aren't they? Because there are tadpoles also. I'm metagaming, that's all right.
Yeah. They're a little... You don't see any spawning pools. But... You can see... at the back of the cavern, there is... an algae-covered throne. And there is a slightly larger, purplish Gripply sitting in the throne. And
he
looks like a Gripply. As you get closer, it looks like he has like little bits of wood and seaweed and stuff stuck to his skin. All the other Gripply are completely clean and smooth skin.
He's a horned toad.
King sea moss.
No, there's no moss.
Oh, king seaweed.
It's King
no.
Griffwood.
Well,
not a horned toad.
Go talk to him.
Starts walking to him. Hello.
Rabbit. Then he starts talking to the three Gripply that. Did you cast it again?
A third time? How long? Remember them for 2 hours?
Sorry, you cast it right at the entrance.
Yeah.
Why did you bring them here? We only needed to get the one. But Great Chief Flotsam, these are drylanders. And look, this is the chosen one. That's not the chosen one. He's not a Gripply. But haven't you listened to it? And then suddenly you hear this little horn sound. And from a back part of the cavern, a commotion starts, and this old Gripply, all wrinkled, his skin is a pale whitish green, it's almost translucent, and he comes out, and it takes him like 15 minutes to walk up there, but the Gripply just they part and let him come up. And the chief kind of rolls his eyes a little bit. He walks up. And if you were standing all the way up, he'd be taller than you. But he's all bent down, so he's looking up at you. He takes you with his staff and he pokes you in the chest. Surprisingly hard for... I mean, he's got frail... His arms look like the thickness of this wire. He's just... But he... Thump! And pokes you in the chest, walks around you, checks behind your ear.
Check behind my other ear.
Knocks you behind the knee. Reaches into your backpack, pulls out your stool.
Son of a bitch.
Flips it open, walks up and says, "You'll do." And walks and steps down, folds the stool, tries to fold the stool back up. It's not working.
I help him.
He gives you a look. And it's like you're looking in a froggy mirror.
A froggy mirror.
Yes. And he turns around and he says, "I am Carbuncle of the Gripply." And they all croak. This Drylander, he is the chosen one. And the cave just explodes in choruses of croaks and cheers.
Chosen for what? We never asked that.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
They're going to sacrifice me.
And the Gripply all gather around you.
No, I really asked that.
And begin... You can't hear yourself say it over the cheers that are happening. They all gather around you and worshiping, and they start passing offerings of fish and... Most of it's raw.
Very good. And I just let it accumulate in front of me.
Can I find a Gripply next to me? I'm sure there's one next to me at this point. So
sure. Gripply check.
Gripply check.
Chosen one for what?
Sacrifice. He's a god. He's going to lead the Gripply out of our caverns and into the world of light. Into a new wonderful world of wetness that will be... The Gripply will be prosperous for thousands of years because of him.
Oh, okay.
I see all the fish. I imagine the fish piles are getting
bigger.
Oh,
yeah.
I pull out my stool and I'll stand some more.
Freshwater clams and oysters. And
I pull out my stool and I stand on the top of it and I stand there like this for a little while longer just to soak it all in.
It's Gripply clams.
And as you're looking around, you lock eyes with the chief. He kind of narrows his eyes to you a little bit. Because now you're on the same level with him, because your stool puts you up on as high as his throne.
He's standing on a stool.
And with one powerful leap, he hops off the throne and lands hops over the fish and lands next to you.
I wish I could do that.
He says,
"Nobody cares. I was telling my perfect.
If you're the chosen one, then you can complete the Gripply challenge."
Is this like a fight scene?
Yes, Bill.
Does he have to jump across big red balls?
Yes, Bill.
And
the gnome is looking surprisingly spry for today.
I thought it's the big seat. MXC, got it.
Yeah.
Or wipe out now.
And the entire cavern goes silent.
What's the Gripply challenge? I'm sorry, I'm not Gripply.
And Carbuncle,
of course you're not.
Carbuncle totters up between you two. The Gripply challenge consists of three portions.
I can eat them all.
He whacks you behind the knee again. The challenger's strength. challenge of the mind and the challenge of heart.
Is this a group challenge?
It is a grouply challenge.
Oh, a grouply group. I'm going to be quiet now.
He totters up to you.
We talk a lot.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
And his head is like lower.
Oh,
yeah, and he goes.
Do not.
You spathe more.
I just slam in the. Oh. Why do you slam my badge anyway?
Spathe more. And he.
I'm ready for your walks challenges.
Over. I'm gonna hip thrust him in the face.
You accept the grippy challenge?
I am a god. I would do no less.
Aaron, what just happened?
He smelled your crotch.
Okay, just checking.
In the Gribbly Commit Challenge, shall commence.
Is he standing up straight now?
He's trying to, and you hear these tiny little pops.
Ew.
His little amphibian spine cracking back into place.
Amphibian spine?
So the entire chamber just explodes into a flurry of movement. And I need, yeah, you are being surrounded by Gribbly because they're preparing you for the challenge. Because you have to be anointed first, and you have to eat the sacred fish, and you have to have the seaweed crown placed upon your head. There's a lot of stuff.
I take
to
the dude's crown. Oh, he's gonna be pissed. He hates me.
Oh no, he gets
oh,
his.
Oh, this is another crown.
This is all ceremonial.
Oh, really okay. Taking it.
So I need you, I need all three of you guys to make me perception checks.
I become the king god of the Gribbly.
13, 20.
In all the commotion, because it helps that you're a lot taller than everyone.
Mm-hmm. I'm taller than her. I'm just saying.
All the frogs, Amy.
I'm just saying.
You're mesmerized by all the...
Chavant, Gwinnett, what?
Gwinnett.
By the one smelling your crotch.
I was trying to read your writing. I couldn't remember your name. I was like, Gwinnett.
I'm a screensaver.
And you see... a figure standing at the back of the cavern.
A tall figure, short figure, round
tall.
Figure.
Tall. In full metal armor.
Oh, this is going to suck.
But you look again, and...
it's gone?
Yeah, no one's there. Like, it's like you look, you know, and you go to say something, and you look back, and there's just nobody there. I mean...
okay, well, are they all around me?
Yeah, you all three are standing together.
Okay. I want to kind of nonchalantly, like, hey, we're excited, yay, we're talking about this. But, oh, you guys, I don't know if this is this idea. I saw a guy in the armor over there.
Did the armor look like that?
I don't know. What did the armor
did it have
look?
Boobs?
You rolled a 20?
Mm-hmm.
It had boobs.
Yeah. I saw booby armor. I think it's, what's her name?
Vagina?
You think it's a vagina?
Yes.
So...
can we give our friend a pep talk? Get him all amped up for this, ready to go?
Drylanders can't speak to him until the challenge is over.
Okay. I'm gonna cast.
You're gonna crit on.
Do you have like some sound or something?
Uh-oh, Amy, look how that old guy is looking at you.
Yeah, he.
No, this is just a random Gripply.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold on, I still can't find it.
As in, shut up!
Don't.
And then.
Oh my god, I'm there.
Silence. I'm holding.
And I was like, wait, no, I'm not ready.
Don't advance the plot yet.
I'm looking for something. Let me... oh, it would help if I put the right one in here.
Is there pizza left? Can we buy in?
Can we buy in?
Absolutely. Right. You can also buy into the chicken wings.
Oh, you have wings too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw you have them.
I got them 24 wings.
Yum.
You got what?
I got them 24
wings. 24?
Yeah, those wings are pretty decent too.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote down the wrong number. Sure, language there. It's okay.
Whew, I'm nervous.
Oh, that won't work, will it?
Do you want some pizza?
Do they speak Aquan?
Nope.
Oh,
they speak Gripply. Haven't you figured that out yet?
Yeah, I know.
Is that really the language they speak?
They speak Gripply and Common.
Why don't they speak Aquan?
Because they don't speak Aquan.
Damn it.
I didn't write the bestiary too. Don't blame me.
Bestiary?
And yes, Gripply, you're actually in the bestiary too.
I know. Playable character. Hello, baby.
Is it really? Is it a playable character?
Yeah.
That is terrible. Oh, God.
She's gonna play a Gripply for the rest of her life.
And I'm just gonna carry a bunch of water in my handy haversack. Okay, I was trying to speak their language. I can't do it, so cancel that advance. I just wither under the Gripply stare. Above the Gripply stare.
And he turns away and continues the preparation. And you three
are ushered... What languages do you speak?
You tell me what you speak, and then if you start speaking, I would hear you.
Common?
Yeah.
Elven?
Yeah, no.
Orin?
No.
Aquan?
No.
Goblin?
Yes.
Draconic?
Yes.
Sylvan?
Yes.
Really? Ooh.
You guys are ushered off. You've been separated.
I'm going to shout something in Sylvan and see who turns their heads. I'm going to shout, hi all you froggies in Sylvan. Let's see.
Nobody, except that the shaman goes,
the hell?
And then goes back to what he was doing.
Okay, I'm going to say we saw Regina and Sylvan, just as loud as I can.
You don't even see him.
Okay, just I'm going to shout it. Okay. It's a cavern. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Make a perception check.
Come on. 21.
Ribbit, ribbit, croak, croak, god, god.
God, god. Yes, and I am.
You guys get ushered off to...
You speak Sylvan.
Down a side passage.
My guy is extremely intelligent.
And it looks like it's actually a small underground amphitheater.
If we could have this live, I'm totally going to do it.
And you guys get to have...
Free drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
An underwater amphitheater?
You're the god's guest.
Well, it's underground. Underground.
I thought I said underwater.
I think I said underground, but I might have said
underwater. I was like SeaWorld?
Actually,
I think
there's a big pool in one part of it. There's a set of stones.
Oh.
Square cut stones set
like
in a circle.
World's Strongest Men? Because I freaking love that show.
Set in a circle. And then over...
I'm very tired.
On the other side, there are just a bunch of, it looks like holes in the ground, randomly, like Swiss cheese. Yes.
Is it too late to sense motive?
Yes.
Okay. I should have done that.
Good idea for the future, though.
Or the past.
Okay.
So, you guys are actually given seats at the, you know, in the amphitheater, actually the best seats in the house.
Best seats for what?
Viewing. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm thinking they're going to try to kill us.
They're going to try and kill me.
And well, we're with you.
You're not with me right now. You are like...
Well, yeah, but we're with you in the party.
And you are given free drinks. It's fermented algae.
Sweet.
So...
That gross.
It'll get you drunk.
I'm not gonna...
Like medieval times, is it served by wenches?
Medieval! Yes.
Busty early wenches. Nate, you're served an entire fish on a platter.
Nice.
The odd thing is they keep offering you Pepsi.
Amy, do you have scramble?
Would it serve like a refill on his Pepsi?
Not right now, but yeah, totally. Because I keep playing...
It serve like a refill on his cola?
Yeah.
I'm like, hello, they know I'm...
You're not on my thing.
So there's plenty of room in this cabin.
You are not.
I'm not there yet.
No, not yet. You are in the preparation chambers.
Then I'm going. Were you coming to me?
I'm coming to you right now.
I was going to pee otherwise.
You're being prepared and anointed, and they're like rubbing your skin with these oils and. It's actually a pretty.
How many peas are in Gripply?
Two.
Thank you.
You're going. Oh.
And at various points in time during all of this. They have little earthenware mugs that I hand you to drink. Foxy.
Yeah, the Gripply Challenge.
Oh, the Gripply Challenge.
I'm detecting poison on the...
Okay, no, it's not poison.
Okay, then I'm drinking.
Okay, I do need you to make me a fortitude save, though.
Shit. I'm going to get drunk and, like, pass out.
I would go for the jets on the side of you.
17.
Okay. You drink this and you feel... strength just sort of course through you.
Ah.
You've got a +4 to your strength for the next hour.
That's a good time for this song.
So +4 to all my strength checks or +4 to my strength?
Your strength.
Making it a 19 versus a 15.
Yep. So put that in the temporary modifier section.
That's a +4.
It tastes like crap, but...
That's going to make what I'm getting ready to do even more epic.
Yeah.
Okay. You're handed another one a little bit later. This one's yellowish.
Taking poison again.
That's fine.
Okay.
Need you to make me another four save, please.
14.
Okay. This one, you go to swallow it, and it stops right here. And you really try to get it down.
Can't make it.
You just can't. Do you want to make them think that you swallowed it, or do you just want to hit?
Anybody want to spend a Benny for me? Did I re-roll it? All right. How about an 18?
Still no?
It's a DC 19.
You gotta be kidding me!
What's your stuff? What's your modifier?
Plus 5? That's epic. Why did you do that? What if we need that?
Because I love you.
You love me, but not...
I'm tired of you loving him here recently.
Crit 20, baby.
Okay. Yeah. You down that like a boss. And you get a plus 4 to your intelligence.
Wow.
For an hour.
That's a 20 now.
Yep.
Blow.
Okay, and then the last one is handed to you. This one's a deep, thick purple color.
Oh, okay.
It's deep purple.
It is.
Hello, like a deek. What?
23.
Like, I've had worse. And you
oh, is that how you talk now?
You just slurp it down. This one gives you a plus 4 to your wisdom.
I feel so smart.
For an hour.
I am bad mamma jamma at this point. I like this.
Strength, mind,
yeah,
heart.
Oh boy.
So.
What's your name?
Vanderbilt.
Thank you.
Are you doing a journal?
Go, Vanderbilt! No, I'm cheering.
Okay.
The one was a Facebook post about Ripley, that's all.
So, you then get led out into the arena. And you're walked out, you know, from one entrance, and Chief Flotsam has walked out from another entrance. And you can see he's undergone the same preparations. He still has his flotsam all stuck to him. Make me a perception check real quick, though.
23
around his lips.
Okay. You take a look at him, and the first one, just for reference, was green. He has, like, little green specks on his leg, and yellow and purple specks, and it looks like what would have happened if you would have gone, and it would have splashed up onto your legs from hitting the ground.
Ha ha!
He vomited.
Like he didn't get any of them down.
Oh boy.
So, you two are brought out to cheers,
and
you're. You're both walked over
Andrew
to...
Do I look any bigger with this?
Andrew
you do. Andrew you're
oh, he looks sexy!
You're I'm 3 feet tall.
And 3 feet wide.
In my pants.
You're walked over to the pool of water. And it's lit somehow, some kind of glowing algae or something.
Okay.
And you see down at the bottom, there are six stones. You know, first one's... It's hard to tell because the water's magnifying it, but
right.
It looks like the first one is about, you know, small bowling ball size. The second one is, you know, cassava melon size. And the third one is...
gigantic.
Yeah, like a
how
seedless...
How big is it?
A seedless watermelon. The pool is 20 feet in diameter.
Cool.
Water looks clean and clear. And...
You just do.
Carbuncle totters up. And says, the Griffey Challenge has not been issued in over 100 years.
Yes.
Whomsoever, he points to both of you, wins the Griffey Challenge will become king of our people.
So this has
let the challenge begin. The first challenge is the Gripply Challenge of Strength. The first participant, I'm having a great time with this. To retrieve all three stones from the bottom of the pool and place them in their spots. And he gestures again. And to Gripply.
Carry out spots.
They roll, yeah, there's like a little thing, and it is.
So it's like the Atlas Stone.
It's kind of like World's Strongest Man, yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Scared me like the Atlas when stones. I said it.
I didn't want to give it away.
I love the Atlas Stones. Secrets. Secrets are. Don't make friends.
So he vomited all three colors onto his legs.
It looks like he didn't dab a single one of them.
That's awesome.
And he says again, but before the challenge commences, all present shall know that the participants were searched and anointed and are bringing to this competition only what the gods gifted them with at birth.
I'm a sorcerer.
Can I be your apprentice? Sorry. I'm very tired.
Let the challenger strike!
Wow.
Begin! And no. Seamoth jumps into the water.
Okay, then I would jump in as well.
Right. Yeah.
The first stone.
Okay, what was your question?
My question was, all my spells are still going to work because they are godborn, right?
It's innately born.
Okay, cool. So, I jump down for the first stone.
Okay. You need to make me a swim check to get down to the bottom.
That, with my new strength.
Yes.
Is a 16.
Okay. You easily swim down to the bottom. He makes it there first. He has a swim speed.
Yeah.
So he actually moves down there. The first stone is about... It's really only palm-sized.
Okay.
It's not nearly as big as it looked. But it's a good 15-ish pounds. And you've got to swim back up to the top. So it's going to take a swim... This is still just a... See, your new strength is a what?
Plus four.
Total plus four?
Yeah.
Okay. Core book, please.
Quick. Well, you said...
Quickly. Sorry, I should have looked this up already. Thank you. I'm just looking at carrying capacity.
That's cool.
Carrying capacity. Is it a 17 or 18?
It's a 19.
It's a 19. Okay, it's a plus 5. That's a plus 4. You're right. Okay. So yeah, this one's really easy. You're not even close to encumbered. So yeah, you swim back up. He gets it up there first. And hops
out.
I'll
make up for it when...
And you both go and... Jump back down for the next one. He, again,
is down
gets there first. Roll me a swim check to get
18.
Down. 18. Okay. You get down there, again, with no problem. Now, this next one is cantaloupe-sized, but it feels like it's weighted inside even more. And it's a substantial increase. We're talking like 50, 60 pounds. So, let's see. Check that. And it looks like he's gone...
I can see. Oh, so we're in the same pool.
You're in the same pool.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's nice and clear.
For some reason, I envision two different pools.
So I need you to make me a swim check to get back to the surface.
That's a 19.
Okay, you make it back to the surface, and you're even up with him. When you both get up there, you both heave it up and crawl out of the pool, lift it up. And he's having trouble lifting. I mean, he can lift it, but it's a decent weight. And so you get yours up, he gets his up, and he gets it back down to the pool more quickly again this time. Swim check to get down, please.
23.
Yeah, you make it down, no problem.
When I get down there, I cast Enlarge Person on myself.
Okay, you do so. And you're able to grab what, I mean, was a decently sized in one hand. And you don't even need to make a swim check. You just push off the bottom.
Here, I got this.
And come up and basically just palm it onto the... And he's going, swim. And you walk up and... And it slips out of his hands.
And now I'm 6 feet tall.
That's what I want.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I think that's what I want. I think that's what I want.
You need to do that.
That's what I want.
And you're the one who doesn't want music.
This is a song. Is it good though?
Yes.
Oh. As I come out of the water.
Like LeBron going after a basket.
Oh, yes, he described the final placement.
He, as he kicks off the ground of the pool, he just goes, and then slam dunks it on top of the totem.
All right, roll me a speed check, please.
Plus five, also it's a 19.
You come up, and the place to put it shatters as you bring the stone ball
down. I got the Jordan tongue.
And the Gripply just cheer and flops and hauls himself out of the pool. And Carbuncle stands and says, "The challenge of strength has been completed! The winner! The chosen one!"
Oh my gosh, you guys should see his face when he does this, dude. This is classic.
And next!
His now 6 foot tall self is going...
"The challenge of mind."
I don't have any cool spells.
And you guys are escorted over to a circle that's made up... A circle is defined by 8 square cut stones, all placed around.
8 clear cut stones around.
Yeah, 8 square cut stones. Alright. One second here.
How much roughly that first stone weigh?
The first stone was 15 pounds, the second stone was about 60, and the third stone was right around 115.
How many
and
stones?
With a strength...
With a plus 5.
Well, with a strength of 19, 116 is your light load.
So when I enlarged person, it was like monster.
Yeah, and the Gripley's strength was 12. He's a frog.
Yeah.
You guys all get the impression from knowing Anderbilt for a while. He did that to make a statement.
Oh, I'm sure. I figured you'd go down and get his last one.
Oh, I should have.
I'm trying to go down on top of yours.
How much time is there between challenges?
Not much.
Okay, cool. So I'm still huge.
Yep.
How long does it last?
5 minutes.
How tall are you now?
6 foot.
Hey.
So, how are you doing? You guys
are... out! Game on!
No.
You guys are led over to the circle of stones. And basically, I said there are 8 of them. And they're of varying sizes. So they start smaller, like if you're looking at the circle head on the way the audience would be. They start smaller, lower to the ground, and get larger and higher, larger and higher, larger and higher.
Deeper and higher.
Like, think just like podiums.
Okay.
You know, for
song.
But they go in, they make two halves of a circle. And you each start off on the lowest one. And Carbuncle stands and says, "Each participant will have to answer 4 riddles."
Shit, I hate riddles. I'm terrible at them.
"For each correct answer..."
Good thing I have a 20.
"They will move 1 step closer around the circle of the mind."
God, I hate riddles.
The first one that wins.
Thank God!
And you both take your place. So there can be no cheating. They ask the they walk over and they put mufflers
on the other
on your ears
on my ears. Okay.
They're gonna start. They're gonna
so
start.
So it'll be four of the same riddles.
Yes.
Okay.
They're gonna and so and you can see Carbuncle gesturing and asking Flotsam the riddle. And
can you read lips?
I cast Superstonic Hubris.
And he ponders and ponders, and Carbuncle shakes his head.
He didn't get it right.
And they take the mufflers off. And Carbuncle says to you, "A dead frog is found in a locked room, hanging from the ceiling 4 feet above the floor. The room is empty. Except for a puddle of water below him." How did he die?
Can I hear this?
Yeah, everyone can hear the riddle.
Well, I get killed if I shout something out.
Probably.
Can I whisper it to me?
He drowned.
Oh, can you send my messages?
From not getting to the water.
Can you send my messages?
Can I?
Well, why am I whispering to you?
Because I want to know the answer.
Oh, okay.
Like right now, I want to know.
What's
your answer?
Hold on.
Well,
I'm trying to tell him.
You can roll an intelligence check if you.
Can I blow it on a gust of wind? Because it blows on wind.
You have 17. 17.
Are there any monsters I can kill?
Well, obviously, the man hanged himself.
There's a
frog. He hung himself from a piece of seaweed on the ceiling, right?
Right.
But there's nothing below him but a puddle of water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I should know this, and I don't.
It's okay.
No, I suck at riddles.
He had to have some way to affix the noose around his neck. And...
this isn't helping.
Oh.
And then have nothing underneath him, because the room's empty except for the puddle of water.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Shake your head at me, Carmichael.
And Carbuncle shakes his head. And now that you've both been asked the same riddle, he simply takes the staff and points it to
a second stone.
No, you. Someone has to answer the riddle properly.
Oh, all at the same time, the three of us go. Well,
are we allowed to say? Are you pointing at all? Everybody?
Dude,
no,
he's pointing
back
at Flotsam.
Back to Flotsam. Yeah.
Who says...
Hey, is he looking up at us at all?
He was standing on a block of ice.
Damn it.
Correct!
Immense! And he steps down and... actually, he didn't step. He just hops from one to the other. And they put mufflers on his ears.
So I still have to get the first block.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the first person to get four riddles correct.
Oh, okay. I thought we needed to make it. Gotcha.
Don't overthink.
And he points his staff at you. Feed me, and I live. Drink me, and I die. What am I? Give me a drink and I die.
Can you say it one more time?
Feed me and I live, give me a drink and I die.
I got 20 on my intelligence.
Okay.
I suck at riddles, seriously. Wow. My brain doesn't work for them.
Alright, so what are some things that die when they're exposed to a liquid, a drink?
Oh, my head.
What would you put water
cactus
on to kill it?
Yeah, what would you put water on to kill to eliminate?
Yeah, to eliminate.
Fire.
And what would...
feed fire with wood. Yeah, fire.
Great!
Oh, God.
Advance! This is the most fun Carbuncle has had in years.
Am I still 100
big? Years, probably.
It's a minute per level, so probably not at this point in time.
Ted's going to jump, too. How tall is the next stone? Easily that I can step up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
None of them are going to be embarrassing. Well, the last one...
I was
going
to get my stool out, though. Anyway, so yeah.
I'm
So they muffle your ears.
And you
see Carbuncle doing his song and dance. And Flotsam and thinks.
Is the Jeopardy theme music playing in my ears?
I always type the same.
Yes, kind of. And Carbuncle shakes his head. And they take your earmuffs off.
And then my earmuffs are off.
And Carbuncle says, how could I place a bag in a room so that no Gripply could jump over it?
I critted on my intelligence check.
Okay. To jump over something, you have to be able to travel laterally across it.
Okay.
Imagine a room. A room.
So you put it on the ceiling? I don't know. So your room.
Sorry.
Nobody has to roll correctly.
Not in a room. On the floor is the phrase. How could I place a bag on the floor so no Gripply could jump over it? So think about a room.
Four squared room.
Where in the room could something be placed that you can...
Correct!
Where?
In the corner. Oh, I said to put a Gripply in it.
And then...
Oh, no.
That's two.
Yep.
I'm going to get on the crit fail one of these you watch.
That's so sad.
He's thinking so hard he falls off.
A chest without hinges, key, or lid, but inside a gold treasure is hid. What is the chest, and what is the treasure? Stop that view! Dryland is feeling themselves up in front of us, morally upright, Gripply.
Oh, really?
I'm glad some people think
okay.
so. Apparently,
Elena
Nancy is not good
it's,
enough.
I mean, I got this plus five. I may as well use
it. Yeah, exactly.
Elena
Nancy.
Oh, did that play?
Contains something else, obviously. Right, yeah. And it's able to be open. Yeah, but somehow it's able to be open. And inside, there's a golden treasure.
Oh, no. Sorry, that was wrong.
Body and art.
No. And he takes the mufflers off of, and he gets asked the same riddle.
We had a real book of
one. And he thinks.
He beeps.
My mouth when I eat yellow-tailed fish. Incorrect. And he points it back over to you.
Can I get to roll a new intelligence after thinking about it a little while longer? That was only a 20.
Well, when the king said, implied eating, you thought he might have been on the right track. So it might be some kind of food. So what kind of food do you have to open that has a yellow treasure inside?
I'm not going to think about my seafood.
Or not,
okay.
Think about...
food in general.
Think about the day you've had.
Zippet!
What did you have? I'm not going to care what.
I'm handling this part.
Box with no key.
What did you say?
Inside a golden treasure.
A chest without hinges, key, or lid, but inside golden treasures are hid.
I hate riddles.
She
said it was her vagina. Your vagina has golden treasure? That's kind of a surprise.
It doesn't have a lid.
It's not underwear.
See, now I'm struggling with, like,
Don't overthink it.
I can't help but overthink because my brain automatically overthinks.
I'm a plus five.
See, I should know this, I suppose.
Well, I didn't know it until your wife told me, but it makes sense what she did.
Moving on!
Yeah, you may as well.
Will you hear me Diet Coke, please?
That's her
present. And the king goes... And he sort of pantomimes...
An egg and its yolk! Correct!
It happens. What does that have to do with the day I've had?
You had eggs with our eggs and pork chops for breakfast.
Oh, here's the game.
Oh my god!
And they put the earmuff, the earmuff on you.
Not for real.
Well, when you say think of the day you've had.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
In game.
Say, think of the game in game, the day in game you've had.
Well, you're already yelling at me. Can I have one piece of this crest on it?
And he gives the riddle to the king.
How many does he have now? Three?
He's answered two. Okay. He's on the third podium.
Okay.
You have to leave the fourth podium to get him. And he says something, and the shaman shakes his head. And they take off your earmuffs.
Man, went into the garden to get it! But when he came into the house, he cried because of it. What is it?
23 on my intelligence.
Okay.
Serious?
Well, something you go to a garden.
Yeah.
Physical vegetable banana. Garden.
Correct!
What?
Onion.
Oh, the onion.
Yes! Aaron
goes, is it the sun?
Because it gave him a sunburn.
No.
And you are now in the last version. You need your score to get on this one.
I'm so sad. I made me cry.
No, I reach down, pick it back up, put it back in. Actually, I put it on the other side of the stone in anticipation for me stepping off.
This is
fun. Shut up!
Nothing done! That was the first Gribbly's answer. The Gribbly guy's answer.
So you're on the third podium?
I'm on the last podium, he says.
So you just gotta get one more right.
And then it's my question too, because I was muffled first.
What falls but never breaks? And what breaks but never falls?
I'm on my own for this one. What? Falls but never breaks.
What breaks but never falls. Two separate things.
Breaks but never falls.
So two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I know this one.
Falls but never breaks.
Water in its many states.
No. Is that your answer?
Yeah, at this point, it is.
Incorrect!
And he asks the king.
What's the second one?
And the king says, night and day.
Correct! Advance!
And he does a backflip onto the fourth podium. So you guys are both on the last podium.
Oh my
gosh. Awesome. I rolled a critical fail on the knowledge check. That's why I said I wouldn't get
it. Just remember, it's 2 out of 3. It's the whole Gribbly challenge thing.
Yeah, well, I could still win.
That's what I'm saying.
The Gribbly.
Even if he gets this round, you get the next one. You make it up.
That's true, except for this one's a thing of my heart.
All right, and he asks the...
Please crit fail.
And he says something, and the shaman shakes his
head. All right, here's my chance.
Dies half its life, lives the rest. Dances without music, and breathes without breath. What is it?
I know this one, but I'm still going to roll my... I got a 23.
Okay, as you were walking, you know, through the woods to be able to get in game.
Thank you.
To be able to get to the mountain, it was a pretty stormy day, and you could see
it's a tree.
You're gonna wake up the kids with that.
If you correct my kids, I'm gonna correct your butt.
Wow. Awesome.
And since I'm just one, I'm going to try and backflip off the other side like he did.
Make a rash check.
He lands on his head. Ha. Huh. No, I did not. I got a 17.
You do a backflip.
And I look over to
and
King.
You stick the landing.
That's right.
If you go out like this, that's how boys stick landings. Oh, or like that.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Next!
You already went.
One. I thought I won 2 challenges.
So do all 3.
I still have to do all 3.
No one said 2 out of 3.
I said 2 out of 3.
Oh.
Way to go, Dan.
Is the challenge!
Hot! He should have burped when he did that. That would be funny. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Ribbit.
Sorry.
The first portion of the challenge is to determine who goes first.
Aww.
Stare down!
Stare down?
Stare down.
Oh my god.
You stare down at the Gripply.
Are you the Gripply?
Mm-hmm.
That's not even
No, I'm not doing it in real life.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
We're rolling dice to figure this out. We're not actually going to do it.
In-game.
In-game.
He was like, my
okay.
Eyes hurt.
So it's going to be, basically it's a test of wills.
Okay.
So it is, yeah.
I'm a sorcerer.
So basically you're going to be doing opposed will saves. Okay. And you need to
beat him.
Well, you need to win 3 checks in a row to be able to
determine who goes first.
To stare the other person down. And whoever wins goes first.
Okay.
Okay, so make sure I got this. Okay.
13.
4.
Key. I'm in another one.
Goes, he sort of shrinks into himself a little bit.
17.
11. His lip starts to quiver.
I think I may have lost it. 9.
16.
Damn it.
He
fights back.
Stands back up a little bit. Hasn't looked away yet.
19.
12. And he loses it just as quickly.
8.
4. And that's 3 checks in a row for you.
That's 2. Only 2. Because I lost 1.
It's only 2 in a row.
Oh, I thought it was
2 in a row.
All right.
So,
yes, you're right. So, and he shrinks back down once more.
12.
14.
Ah.
16.
Shit. No, I forgot to add in the +4 this whole time. You've won 3 in a row. You break his froggy will. So, this area is filled with small holes. And the shaman steps forward gravely. These holes are filled with the snapping teeth of the grey cavefish. And he pulls a small piece of meat or something out of one of his pouches and holds it up near one of the holes, and this tiny little fish jumps out of the water and starts nibbling on it, and like 6 more until he drops it back in the water. And there are probably about 100 holes scattered all across this area. It's an area that's about 20 feet wide and about 30 feet long. The challenge is to walk down and back for as long as you can stand.
Okay.
Approach!
As I approach, I put mage armor on myself.
Okay. Alright, so that makes your AC effectively what?
A 16.
Okay, and what's your CMD?
15.
15.
Or wait, does that go up with my...
No.
Okay, then 16.
Actually, wait, it would... This would be an armor thing. So, yeah. Okay.
So they're both 16.
So basically, we're going to be counting numbers of rounds that you can do this. Every time you take damage from these little guys, they've got a little bit of toxin in their bite.
Great.
That's what the will save is for.
Gotcha.
It's a fear effect. So it's automatically going to make you want to break and run.
So, okay.
So we're going to basically do a number of rounds that you can stand this.
Okay.
And the will save increases every time because the toxin builds on itself. The more you get into your bloodstream, the worse it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll...
Where's my notebook? I need to see something.
I'm just going to begin rolling a series of attacks, and if it hits, then you'll need to make the will save.
Okay.
You'll also take a little bit of damage.
Okay.
So... Okay. Right from the jump.
One hits me?
Uh-huh. So, you take 4 points of damage. And the will save is a DC 14.
I got a 28.
Okay. Second one, you're fine.
So 4 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you could, please keep track of the number of rounds. So this is just with hash marks. This is 2 rounds.
Okay.
3 rounds. 4. Okay, that one is a critical.
Of course it is, because it's me.
Oof. One very enterprising fish bites that bone right on the outside of your ankle, the one that you screwed up, you know, your ankle bone that was so swollen for so long, and goes straight through the skin into the bone and sticks there. It does double damage, so you take 2 points of damage.
So what happens if I die during this challenge?
That's what you need to determine whether or not you're going to...
Oh, quit.
Stare. Yeah,
okay.
It's the toxin is the mechanical side of it. The damage is your own...
Okay.
Yeah, your character's own internal...
And that was number 5, wasn't it? Round 5.
Yes. But you also gain 2 bleed. So you begin bleeding from your ankle. And so you're going to take 2 points of bleed damage every round. And it takes a DC 20 heal check to stop that.
Would anyone notice if I cast a spell?
Can I cast that on myself? Or can I...
It's a heal check.
Right. Can I try to...
You cannot do first aid on yourself.
Would anyone notice if I cast a spell?
Yes.
Okay. Just check.
It would probably not go well for you.
Okay.
So that's 5. 6. That one's a hit. So 7's a hit. It's a DC... What was your will say the last time with the crit?
Would you put me on a belief?
I didn't roll one.
Yeah,
for
it's a DC 15.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Then you take another 3 points of damage. That's 7 total from the 2 rounds because it's 2 points of bleed every round for you now.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry.
Now
just call it 7. I'll make sure I...
7 total that I'm down?
It's 7 more.
Okay.
That you're down. And then a DC 16 will save.
Got it.
Okay. So I'm just going to tell you... All right. Whoop. Round 8 is a miss, 2 points. Because you're bleeding. Round 9 is a miss, 2 points. Round 10 is a miss, 2 points. Round 11 is a miss, 2 points. Round 12 is a hit. Total of 6 points. DC 17.
I start to take some of the toxin.
When you take the toxin, you break.
Automatically?
Yep.
Then I'm going to throw a Benny in there.
Okay.
Why not? It's my last one of the day.
I'm trying to re-roll that.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So that was round, what, 17?
Yeah.
Round 18, 2 points. Round 19, 2 points. Round 20 is a hit. 4 points of damage, DC 18.
Got it.
Okay. Round 21, 2 points. Round 22 is a hit. 5 points of damage. DC 19.
Got it.
Okay. How close to death are you?
I'm 12 points.
Okay. Round 23 is a hit. 4 points of damage. DC 20.
Got it. 4 points?
Uh-huh. Round 24 is a hit. 6 points of damage. DC 21.
I take the poison, I'm out.
Okay. So, 26 rounds. You break and run. Alright. Time for Kingy. He steps on. And what is his
last challenge?
Do you want me to roll for him?
Sure, so you can actually do something.
What do I add? What do I...
Basically, yeah, I'll let you know if you get hit, and then you'll have to roll a will save, which is a plus one.
Alright.
So, the first one is a hit. And Amy, do you want to keep track of his hit points?
Sure.
Okay.
How many does he have to begin with?
He has 33. Which actually means his will save would be a plus 3. Sorry.
Okay.
So, the first one's a hit for 2 points of damage, Amy. And DC 14 will save.
I have 14.
Okay, you're good. Second one is a miss.
You didn't need it that time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and Dan, keep track of the rounds, please. Mm-hmm. That's the second round.
That bleed.
Sorry, I should have had you guys do this in the first place.
If I wouldn't have got that bleed, I would have had it.
Miss. Miss. Critical.
The king dies.
So,
I win.
Let's see what we have here. Oof. 2 points of damage. Tenacious wound. Normal damage of 1d2 con damage. This wound.
Ooh.
This does not heal. Or target does not heal this damage naturally. So, like, it. I don't know where it bites him or how, but it hurts him to the core. And he takes 1 point of constitution damage, which does not affect his hit points. They don't lower enough
right.
to...
It's me.
It doesn't affect his hit points.
And then she's...
I rolled an 11.
Does it affect the will save?
Okay. So he affects... But plus 3, he's out. He breaks and runs.
No, it's an 8 plus 3 is 11.
Yeah. He's out.
Yeah.
All right. He breaks and runs. So we'll wait for Jeremy to get back. And
he's a frog. What did you expect?
What?
Wow. Say
that.
I have one, and I'm ready to play it.
Well, mine's a U, and I'm not. I'm not ready to give up. Hi, how are you?
That was, what, the sixth round?
Fifth.
Yeah. He broke and ran on the fifth round. 30 seconds in.
Sorry, I'm a bad man.
You lasted for, like, 2 minutes plus.
Yeah, I'm a bad man, Jammer.
The chosen one is the winner! And our king! So, the Gripply all cheer, except for King Flotsam.
Because he's not the king anymore.
Right.
He's now Flotsam.
He is now Flotsam. Just Flotsam. However, he walks up to you. As my last act as king of the Gripply. And he quiets everyone down. And you can see Carbuncle sort of sidling up to him, ready to knock him over the head if he tries to do anything stupid. I declare you an honorary Gripply. He took his defeat well. Because he still gets to eat all the food. So, you guys are feasting. I mean, it's a big, big old party here in Gripply Cavern. The evening wears on. Do you have any royal decrees? They heal you up, by the way.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because I'm at 4 HP.
Carbuncle walks up and slaps you on the back and heals you completely. Would anyone like to make a spellcraft check?
Yeah,
let's
sure.
see what he cast.
He's doing it.
Oh, I'm asking you. You can do it too.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are feasting with me now.
Hey, you said yeah, sure. So
19.
Hold on, hold on. I gotta
beat me.
Beat it. Oh, 23.
You can do spellcraft, can't you?
Do it. I didn't want to.
You don't care.
Amy, he cast heal. Heal is like you're at death's door. Oh, suddenly you're in full hit points.
Oh, okay.
You gotta be a pretty BA cleric to be
He's
able to
a pretty
do that.
BA cleric.
Yeah, and he just sort of pounded you on the back and Frog, God bless you. And you're like,
I feel a lot better. Now I am a god king. I stand up on my seat. I get everyone's attention. Which is probably pretty easy.
Yep.
Honorary Gripply.
I'm a Gripply! I need knowledge nature. Does anyone have knowledge nature?
I do.
I do too.
Can Gripplys and half elves have a little half. Oh, Gripply.
Ew! I can find out.
I got a 17.
I got a 22.
Is it even
wouldn't
possible?
Work the same way.
No. It'd be like a little tadpole thing.
Well, even the act wouldn't work the same way. Because the female would have to deposit the eggs in the pool, and then the male would have to fertilize them.
Can't he just fertilize my eggs internally?
Come on, maybe.
Ew.
Can I cast harvest eggs?
Oh. Why do you want a Gripply child?
More than Caden's vicious egg harvesting.
Because she's metagaming.
No, isn't there a Gripply children? I wonder if Gripply, can I adopt a Gripply child?
I was
going to
say, just pull an Angelina Jolie.
So
can I adopt
the
poor Gripply child?
They don't need to be adopted. They don't need to be adopted.
My people are well taken care of.
So the really evening, like, the evening wears on, and you know, people are having a great time, but you know, and they actually do start fires and cook the meat. I mean, they know how Drylanders handle things. But as things are starting to wind down into the hours, you're sitting on the throne, you guys are all sitting around, Carbuncle's sitting nearby, and there are some Gripply elders with you as well. And
no gracias.
No thank you.
And you get the feeling that, like, Carbuncle looks over at the elders, and they all sort of share a look around the table, and Carbuncle says, my new king and king, we have a problem.
Yes?
It has nothing to do with that. Is there a Gripply common dictionary somewhere?
So you can learn the language?
Yes.
You would have to spend approximately a month living amongst them. Because there's no written... It's all croaks. I mean, they don't have a real written tongue. They do... It's all
pictograms. Like a Rosetta Stone for this?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, you can order it offline.
Maybe back in town you might be able to find transliterations of the different croaks and the tonal inflections and so forth, but and Carbuncle gestures, and a tall human sized shape walks out from the shadows.
Oh,
and it's a handsome woman. Shortcut brown hair.
In a very manly way.
Wearing full plate mail. With a recognizable symbol.
It's Regina. She's the one that's
on her
chest. Backpack.
Mm-hmm.
I pull it out. Do I have my bag? Do I have all my stuff back?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I reach into my bag,
mm-hmm.
pull out the symbol and the book, and I say, I think these belong to you.
They do indeed. I'm Sister Regina. Who might you be?
I'm King Anderbilt.
Hail Mother of Mercy.
That's what I've been doing this whole time, thank you.
And you?
Oh, Regina.
not.
It's Maria.
Ow!
It's Maria. This is Goofa Silva.
Do people call me Goofa Silva?
Oh my god.
I think people call me Goose. Goose.
Goose. Goose.
Goose. Goose. Goose.
I would.
It was a small size toothpaste.
I'm just Jeebus.
We were actually trying to find you.
I was held under track.
And found me, you have. Although, the Gripply found me first. Oh, they kidnapped me from my campsite.
Oh. No.
So, what's the problem, Bob?
Why did they kidnap you?
She looks over at Carbuncle. It was a hasty decision. These caverns are not solely occupied by a Gripper. In fact, we've been having problems with invaders. Problems that we could not handle on our own. And when we saw Sister Regina at her campsite, and saw the armor she carried, and the symbol that she carried on her armor, we decided that she should help us. And we Gripply, of course, are always right. So we brought her here.
This is Carbuncle.
Yeah.
Some people that are always right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Take your deity of those who are always right. Storms and correctness.
Sister Regina, have they asked for your help?
She sort of smiles a little bit. They came around to it eventually. Fortunately, before I did any permanent damage to them. And you look at one of the elders, and this guy's army is slain. Like, Carbuncle's refused to heal him.
Because he was an idiot.
He was an idiot, yep.
Would you be willing to assist my people?
I have my own fight.
Indeed you do. It has something to do with the temple back in town, correct?
How do you know of the...
We've come looking
for you. I told
you
we were looking for you.
To help reverse the curse.
You wish to get the curse first? Right. You have a special potion first.
Oh no, I can bring you back one.
Uh-oh, look at his face!
No! A cow is white as milk.
A cape is red as blood.
A hair is yellow. Wait, hair is yellow as corn.
This look is not you've unraveled my plot. It's stop or die.
Because Regina will kill you.
There's a difference between those two looks. It's
really,
because
they look the same.
It's subtle.
You might have missed it. Not at 10:30.
So.
But they taste like toothpaste.
I like toothpaste.
She says, well,
you know, I told
why
boys.
Would I want to lift the curse on that place? The vagrants of
Sister
false deities have taken that temple and
Sister
desecrated
Regina,
it.
Do you wish to kill the entire city?
Of course not.
Someone has morphed your curse, and it's now slowly engulfing the city.
He's telling the truth.
By the god of valor.
It's not very valor, it's supposed to be.
Well,
what a word.
Then I must return to the city immediately.
So now I'm torn.
Yeah, now what
do
we do, King?
Do we help the Gripply first?
They're your people.
They are my people, but you are now, they are your people as well.
She says.
However.
I was sent to this island for a purpose, for the restoration of that temple, to its rightful use as a home to the god of valor. In the eyes of that, Freeport means nothing to me. I will return to the city, and I will lift the curse, if you will aid me in the restoration of my temple.
I want to ask her to clarify.
Yes.
Yes.
And what?
As my advisor just said.
As my advisor. Honorary Gripply, be very specific in your request, please.
The atrocity known as the Fool's Market must end. I wish no violence upon those that worship there, but they must cease worshiping there. Once they have found a new place of worship,
so you,
then I will rededicate the temple to the God of Valor.
You want all of the other people who worship their deities in the temple district to move?
Yes. Simply.
It's a very lofty goal.
The God of Valor demands no less.
What?
So you're a really good role player.
There you are.
I don't feel like I'm today.
Not today, no, but normally.
What am I supposed to do for
today
the Gripply?
Shit.
You just be like a.
Do you address this to Carbuncle, or is this out of game? Because
this is out of game. Well, yes.
They said
Carbuncle, what is it? What are my kingly duties as of now?
To rid the southern caverns of the threat.
What do you
what
know?
What is such threat?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He actually goes and spits on the floor. A vile abomination, a combination of human and frog.
Hmm.
They are werefrogs.
Sweet.
A werefrog.
And he's deadly serious.
Can you tell us what you know about these werefrogs?
They are a vile abomination, a combination of human and frog.
They only turn werefrog when there's a full moon?
Yes.
Have you killed any of these previously?
We have, but for every one we kill, we lose tens of Gripply.
Does it take anything special to kill them that you know of?
They are vulnerable to silver, which we unfortunately have none of.
Sister Regina, can you help with this?
This is not my fight.
It is now.
But someone of honor would help those who are less fortunate.
Out of game, someone of honor may not have kidnapped someone with honor.
What?
She might not be too terribly pleased that a Gripply kidnapped her.
No,
but she's not a violent person by nature, so she's...
Well, those of lesser strength and lesser mind still need our help.
You... We'll need a diplomacy check.
All right. Here we go. Bitch.
Sister Regina, bitch.
Wait, hold on, I need 20 photos. It was hiding. Shit.
I'm out of those.
Nah, I'm gonna do it. Currently, just so you know, her attitude towards you is indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
And so the
How's
DC
towards me,
it towards everyone is indifferent. The DC is a 15 plus her charisma modifier, so it's a DC 18 to improve her mood by one category. If you succeed by 5 or more, then you bump it up 2 categories. So she'll turn from indifferent to helpful.
Where does that end?
Can you control them?
She's not going to look kindly upon it if you cast a charm person. It's often considered to be a hostile act.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Just saying. There are niceties to observe. What are you doing during this episode?
Eating. Playing games. With the Gripply.
Yes.
On your iPad?
No, I don't have an iPad.
She has your iPad.
She has an iPhone.
It's a joke. We have
frogs.
Frogs? I know.
iPads.
Okay, hold on.
Please tell me in game you say that, because I would then say Gripply.
Out of game?
Pad.
What would be my chances of successfully casting Command?
Oh my god.
Command is a single action. It's like saying sit down, stand up,
Help the Gripply.
It doesn't work like that, and that would be viewed as a hostile act and would send her immediately into the hospital and probably would get a mace drawn on you. Not a great idea.
Find traps?
I have a ring of protection.
But I have thunderstorms.
Apple of eternal sleep.
And divine favor has to deal with shooting arrows and such, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think some shitty stuff.
I ask her, what if we were to strike a deal?
We already have a deal. I will lift the curse if you help me clear the temple.
I'm adding a counter offer.
Which would be?
Help me with my Gripply problem. That way, I can more easily leave to help you with the other problem.
You are asking more of me and giving nothing in return.
I'm giving you a... I'm trying to... Hold on, I gotta think very carefully how to word this, otherwise I'd be like a backhanded, like...
Can I just breathe electricity on her?
No.
Okay.
That'd be a bad idea.
Can I offer an apple?
Yes. Would you like an apple? It's poison.
No, don't tell her.
I didn't say that after the game.
Drink the bottom of this apple. It's poisonous.
That was out of game. That was out of game. The last part. Come on. Can we level up so I can take a level of druid? Just
no.
Asking. Okay.
Well, yes. Yes, I would like to take a bite of that apple.
You would be receiving our help in restoring the district to your god.
Which was already part of the original agreement.
But your part of the agreement is much more than going back and removing... Our part of the agreement is much more than going back and removing a curse. We have to move an entire people.
And by doing so, you will save the city, which seems to be your end goal.
Yeah.
I care only about the reestablishment of the temple, which, if Freeport is not an option, then Libertyville will do just as well.
This curse... This curse will spread on the entire land.
I can protect the home of the God of Valor.
Only for a short while. This is strong magic. None of the other clerics there can even help me out. Can even
attempt to remove the curse.
Yes. Attempt to remove the curse.
Make me a sense motive check.
I swear.
I need an
20.
Say when you start drinking.
Your argument seems to be hardening her position. Like
good.
She doesn't
awesome.
Seem to be shifting.
It's not even fair. This woman's a bitch.
Let's see. Can you do anything to help?
I don't have anything.
Stick me down off your butt. What are you doing?
I literally don't have anything.
I'm playing with my figurine.
Can I sense motive within this yet?
He just did.
Damn. All over?
Not all over,
like
just at her.
What do you want to see?
I
want to
make sure that what she's trying to do is truly restore the temple, which
okay.
I'm sure it is.
Sure,
but
go
know,
for it.
What
and no one has attempted to sense that motive yet.
15. I can't do math. 15.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I figured, but you know.
She totally seems to... And that is what she wants to do, is restore the temple of the God of Heaven.
Split up.
That would be a great TPK idea.
Crazy would love
you
that.
You have no idea.
Hey, we can split up, and you guys can stay with the Gripply, and we'll go do that. And then when you're in Baltimore, we'll have our last session. And we'll all die.
She looks around.
He's going to get us out of this.
I have no quarrel with the Gripply. Even for their abduction of me. I understand why they did so. They've made that clear to me. However, it is not my fight. That said, I can let the curse spread, and we can always go and take care of the problem at the temple once your work is finished here. Should you wish my aid, there must be some benefit in it for me. You came seeking me, not the other way around.
I like to roll knowledge religion about the God of Valor.
Okay.
28.
What are you attempting to find out?
I want to know what exactly this god stands for. Like, what are the things that you do if you follow this god?
You attempt to equip yourself valorously in combat.
Define valor.
Dictionary.com.
No, you.
I'm going to do the same thing, so why don't you do it?
I don't have the dictionary on my computer. I don't have the internet. I'm kidding. I'm doing it. V-A-L-O-U-R. Is that valor?
It's valor. Valor is O.
Boldness or determination in facing great danger, especially in battle.
Heroic croaks?
Yeah.
She's turning
heroically. Heroic courage, bravery. Two of the domains of the god of valor are law and glory.
Is there any law in the... Is there a good Samaritan law in this land? You have to help those? Nope. Okay.
Not in Freeport. Are you kidding me?
And glory.
We almost got frickin' sent to jail for not wearing clothes.
I'm trying to find a way to get her... Okay.
I am not asking for your assistance in ridding them of it, other than to help with the silver. Which, once they are finished, I'm sure the Gripply will be able to contribute to your god's temple. Once they are able to better thrive in their own environment.
She acknowledges that is a reasonable request. However, I have no silvered weapons. I did not expect to come across lycanthropes.
What I was hoping was is that, you know, she has another Valor Temple somewhere where
money.
They have silver.
And she didn't take a vow of poverty, did she?
No.
So where's the money?
Damn it.
Well, I was going to say, what about...
If you know someone who can craft weapons, then you can melt your silver coins down and make them into silver weapons, but that's going to take...
silver at them?
That would be no...
You could cut them and jam the silver coin into their...
I have craft silver. No.
Okay.
Hold on, we go.
So, my idea is... Yeah. Well, here's what I think
she,
we should do.
She has said she will aid you if you can give her some additional benefit to doing so.
She'll forever be glorified by all Gribbly.
Because that means a whole lot to her.
It said glory in the friggin' definition. That's what she's after.
Well, then say that to her. I'm not the only one talking to her.
Don't you care that you'd be forever glorified by the Gripply for helping free them from their tormentors?
That is a laudable goal.
However.
And all Gripply everywhere would forever know your name.
How many Gripply are there in the world?
8 billion.
And two.
Maybe three. Oh, wait, there's a new egg.
Wait,
four.
wait, one just hatched.
Sounds like Ash Hatch and like batches of 200 at home.
Did you say Ash Hatch?
What? What can we offer her?
Ash Hatch. It's
Ash Hatch.
What if we help you establish another temple in another city as well?
Oh.
If I have your word, those terms are more than acceptable.
Oh, well, that was it, huh?
Come on, this is not.
We're tired.
Help me out. Are we cool with
no,
that?
No, Scrabble science.
I'm fabulous at that. I was role playing my ass off.
We'll do what? Just say it out loud. We're out of game at the moment.
So we can always kill her if we have to.
She's a god.
She's not a god. She's a cleric.
Oh, whatever.
Well, she's like a nun, basically.
Oh, yeah. Sister
yes, she's like
a
Saint Mary cleric.
Yeah, we can kill her. Whatever.
Sister Mary cleric.
Well, she's a nun. We'll kill her.
Should we vow to help if she
yes,
helps
I think
us?
We should.
Yes.
I think we should. And
yes.
Then if we can uphold her promise, we'll have to take care of
it. We'll
you know, we may all die in the meanwhile. If you help us with our problem, we will help you establish
she's
the second
she's not sensing
temple.
Motive here.
Well, she's sensing that we're not. Idiots.
I know I'm asking.
Very well.
That'd be a no.
After the establishment, or the what, that's what I'm looking for, the sanctification
Hello.
Of the original temple of the God of Valor in Freeport, within 1 year's time from then, you will aid me in establishing the second temple
Sister
of the God of Valor.
Regina.
Likely in Libertyville. on this island. On this island, no matter what. Libertyville's the only other town.
In, what about Cabbage Crack?
How about in the Gripply Kingdom? I'm the king.
Ah! Hey, do we know what gods these Gripply worship?
That would be acceptable.
Oh! I know that wasn't a game, but yeah.
Do we know what gods these Gripply worship? Knowledge, religion, Gripply. Gripply religion.
Ooh! 29.
The god of frogs.
Hey,
Balor is good with frogs because they like glory and they're always right.
Wow.
I like it.
Frogs are always right?
Gripply.
You're actually willing to set up a temple that's not to you?
Oh, in game, dude.
Mine would be bigger.
And of course, you would discourage.
Are you actually going to offer that to her?
In the Gripply town? Mm-hmm. No, because she said, I'm going to accept her terms likely. I'm going to accept her terms somewhere on this island.
Very well.
Somewhere on this
island. Then I swear by my god to aid you with the terms that we agreed upon.
And I swear by me.
Yeah, for the fish. There's a lake in the volcano. Where have you been?
No, I'm not like inside the mouth.
I'm like effing
there's
Batman.
A lake in
swear
there.
Me.
Inside the mouth of the volcano.
Yes! Oh, Aaron, Rebecca. Sorry, I just get your full name.
Okay,
so my Gripply people.
Jones, well, Aaron, Rebecca, Jones. Yeah.
Out of game. I have the entire thing for taking on the Werefrog Pirates. Oh, yeah. All planned out.
Oh, boy.
It's probably going to take a little while to do so.
Not tonight.
We have played for just shy of 3 hours, so if you guys want to call it, we can call it. If not, then we can continue.
Call it.
Okay, let's role play out the rest of the evening, and we'll just let this session end naturally, but we'll stop it before you guys go to assault the pirates.
So, the next order of business is to assault the pirates?
Yes.
As far as...
So we need to find some silver, if we can.
Because pirates are easily assaulted by silver.
They're pirates.
Frogs. Woman, so?
They're werefrogs. Like werewolves, silver bullets.
I asked if the Gripply knew what would harm them, and they said silver. Oh my goodness.
Y'all, it's been a long day, okay?
I substitute top today.
Okay.
I'm good.
How many hours of sleep did you get?
A lot, actually.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't. I think it's probably better.
Okay, so.
You since my near-death experience yesterday, I really didn't.
You guys want a battle plan for the...
Yeah, we're going to draw up a battle plan.
We have to source silver.
Okay.
Kill ship.
Well, Carbuncle lets you know that there are three possible entrances to...
Every Gripply on the island.
to the series of caverns where the pirates are.
In the mouth of the river?
And all three of them have down the different threats.
It shows we have...
In the back of the river.
If you confront them directly in the caverns that attach to the Gripply caverns, then it's going to be a lot of combat. They're very, very heavily patrolled. There is another way that connects from the Gripply caverns, but it goes through some old ruins, and he hesitates. Would you care to quit miming bodily orifices?
Probably not.
You said it went through some old ruins.
Is that your butt?
No,
it's her vajayjay.
You say vagina.
Your vagina's old ruins?
It's your cooter!
Oh my god.
Your cooter's old ruins?
No, because all her babies were dissected out of her.
You don't know what I meant.
Dan's like, I went to the store the other day and got the fist around.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What's the
spot? I'm waiting for Aaron to focus because this is
not going to be a harder character. I'm not doing anything.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
I'm just ready to punch in my hole.
They're ruined.
He says, the ruins were once a temple.
Oh yeah.
To a people that used to inhabit this island. Snake people.
Ooh. F.
Do you at all remember the first session?
Our very first session? Huh? There were two snakes. Right?
Do you remember what happened at the very end of the first session?
No.
I do, but I wasn't there.
We couldn't cut them in half because we were afraid they would regenerate.
Series of visions ending with you at a village of serpent people.
Something reached the door and
you're
grabbed
not remembering.
It. I don't remember.
The series of visions that was the first session ended with you and you alone in a village of serpent people. And you spoke to one of them about a time to come and the restoration of the serpent people as the rightful rulers of this island.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you did a lot now.
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody got jerked into. Was it me?
There were only two of you left.
I was fighting. I was got my head smashed. By
you got jerked into a door.
Blood fighter.
Right.
And because that was your exit from the. A scaly hand reached out from a hut and just grabbed you.
Right.
And you survived to the end. And had a conversation with a serpent person.
All right. I don't remember a thing.
It was when we were coming in on the ship and we all sort of...
Yeah, I remembered having it, but I don't remember it ending.
So anyway.
Like that.
Carmuncle says, that path is the most dangerous of the three, but may ultimately prove to be the most successful. For as far as we know, the pirates do not know of its entrance into their series of caverns. However, you would have to journey through this ruined temple. We don't go there. It's inhabited by the lost magics of the serpent people. Who knows what fell beings wander those halls. The last option is to enter from the seaside. There is an entrance where they moor a small boat. Their ship kept far out at sea. That way is heavily trapped. We have recovered some scraps of paper that give some clues as to the navigation of those traps, but we're far from certain. No way is safe from danger.
Can I ask an out-of-game question to my cohorts and not to you, because you'll yell at me? So is the ending of my dream good? Like, should we do that because of that? Or should we not do that because
of that?
Okay, thank you.
That's my particular...
But you also want to bang a Gripply.
That's not at all a question that would have gotten anything.
I just want a Gripply baby. I don't want to bang a Gripply.
It's a good question.
Thank you.
So, those are your three options. You can... You know, full-on assault... You can go through the secret way.
TBK.
You know, I'm actually thinking about the tomb.
Number two?
The tomb.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going number two. Right
now. In game? Are we in game?
Sticking at number two.
Alright. Y'all, I wasn't going to tell you this. But I'm going to tell you this. I had a vision.
Are you speaking in character?
In character.
Question marks.
Y'all? Did I tell you I had a vision?
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what your vision was about?
Yes.
Do tell.
Have you ever seen a snake person?
No, but I've heard about them. This is going really well so far.
Do I recall correctly that in my vision, I
don't know, I wasn't there.
I don't remember my vision. What was my vision?
Help her out.
I was talking to...
The story that I just relayed to you guys.
The story you just relayed to me?
Yeah.
Huh? I wouldn't know if you recalled it correctly, but that's an odd vision.
Anyone with knowledge religion can see if they can come up with something about it.
Shaitau, 16.
Where's my head? I honestly can't even remember what you just told me.
Are you still breastfeeding a lot?
No. I was talking to snake people.
Yep.
And...
So far, so good.
I want to say that they smacked me or something.
GamerSavingPodcast.com.
They smacked you.
I don't remember. I feel
okay, so,
like someone's taken my brain.
Those are your three options.
I'm just letting y'all know.
For the assault on the Werefrog Pirates. We will call it here for tonight.
Alright, can somebody please tell me again what happened?
Yeah, we're getting there, hang on. I'm just winding in the session. We'll call here for tonight and we'll pick back up there in a couple of weeks. Yes.
Do you like that sound? Then check out the Gamers Haven Podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamers Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.